Ladies and gentlemen, it's Wednesday, the 21st day of December, 2016. I'm Alex Jones.
What type of evil heart seeks to attack something as pure and good and beautiful as Christmas? What type of demon sees happy families and smiling faces as a threat and decides to smash a truck into it? What type of evil is drawn out of its spider hole to attack smiling families dancing under the stars around Christmas trees? What type of serpent is conjured by Christmas carols and praise to Jesus Christ? And what type of evil knowingly brings this cancer into the midst of the people and then protects it, then lies for it, and even finances it? As we approach the twilight of 2016, I personally am reflecting on the historical, the magical things that have happened in the last year. We have seen a global awakening to the corporate planetary tyranny that was being established. We have seen nations across the world begin to pull out of the unelected globalist system. We have seen human self-determination spring back to life like the mythical phoenix. I am so honored to be able to speak to you every day. I am so honored to be able to talk to you and your families. I am humbled by the fact that InfoWars is such a critical part of the fight against the globalist and the fact that we're beginning to turn the tide. But I always want to make the point that it's you that is the lifeblood, the core of what we're doing. Because you really are the key to everything. You have the light of God in your eyes. You're made in the image of the Creator. And that's what this Christmas is all about, is remembering our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's why the jihadis, controlled by the globalists, have been turned loose and brought into Europe to attack viciously and drive us into submission. The social engineers admit they're going to bring in political correctness and are already doing it to say that we have no free speech because we're the ones that are causing the Islamicists to attack us. Obama, when there was a stabbing attack of 9 people and he was running over people with cars in Ohio State, came out the day after and said, this is not Islam. So-called liberals came out and said that he shouldn't have been shot by police as he ran towards them with a knife after stabbing 9 people. They tell us the attacks in Germany and the attacks in France with trucks running over people at Christmas parties and national anthem events isn't Islam. They talk to us like we're idiots. But we all know the globalists are against Christmas and against any other system of Western culture. That's why at colleges and high schools, elementary schools across the nation, Christmas has been banned. Now they're banning the word holiday. They're even telling students they can't pass out Christmas cards. That's your free speech. Separation of church and state means we don't have a state-run religion. Doesn't mean we don't have free speech. But we do have a state-run religion now, and it's called political correctness. And it's a cult that's antithetical to our Western society and culture. Christianity and our Judeo-Christian roots is the heart of common law, and the civilization we've built, while not perfect, is heads above any other system in the freedom it delivers, in the choice it delivers, in the security it delivers, in the love and compassion it delivers. It's the West in Christianity that ended slavery worldwide. It's the West in Christianity that brought forward women's suffrage. It's the West in Christianity that we have to thank for everything we've got good today. And it's important for us to get on the offensive to the globalist and the fake feminist and the other social engineers that seek to make us weak. It's time to embrace again what made us strong. It's time to realize that we do have destiny, we do have providence, and that's why these snakes of the earth attack that. So, for this Christmas season, I want to salute all of you of every race, color, and creed who are of the human race and invite you to join us in celebration of Christmas, even if you're not a Christian, in defense of free speech and in defense of Western civilization, in defense of beauty, in defense of families, in defense of free association and free will. Merry Christmas to all.
Social media platforms are coming under fire as families of the Orlando nightclub shooting victims are suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And the federal complaint argues that these web platforms, quote, provided terrorist group support for ISIS and the accounts they used to spread extremist propaganda. The families of these victims of the Orlando gay nightclub shooting on Monday this week filed a federal lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google for allegedly providing, quote, material support to ISIS and helping them radicalize shooter Omar Mateen. In this complaint, it was filed in the Eastern District of Michigan. The families of Tevin Crosby, Javier George Reyes, and Juan Ramo Guerrero, they argue that the three web platforms provided the terrorist group ISIS with accounts they used to spread extremist propaganda, raise funds, and attract new recruits like Omar Mateen. Now, we've seen Facebook come under fire recently for censoring real news, but it looks like they're giving a platform to ISIS, and victims' families are saying no more. I'm Margaret Howe reporting for InfoWars.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Twenty-nine days until the anti-globalist president is seated as the 45th president of the United States. His victory is our victory. Whether Trump stays true or not, we have dealt vicious death blows to world government and the corporate crime syndicate's plans. Thank you for joining us for this worldwide transmission. Wednesday, the 21st day of December, 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar, the epic struggle against the New World Order anti-human crime syndicate is now going into high gear. Our attacks against the globalist scum are only going to intensify. Get ready and get used to victory. The theme of 2016 has been the triumph of individual will coming together for destiny. On our side. On the enemy side, it has been one of abject delusion and arrogance. The enemy's confidence is one of its greatest weaknesses, and they're about to learn that in spades. Where do we begin today? There is so much to cover. Michelle Obama has crawled out from under her White House rock to join Oprah. The poor victim that's made billions in America, embraced by white America, pushing her race-baiting garbage. Michelle Obama compares Americans to toddlers.
She says toddlers hit their head and then you're sad for them. We're going to play that clip coming up, that we're dumb. We're like year and a half, 2 year olds or so, 18 month olds, 2 month olds, stumbling around, falling down when we voted for Trump. I thought the Russians stole the election. I thought the FBI did it. Oh, now we're toddlers, Michelle. And of course, Michelle and Obama and the Clintons and others are saying that Trump can't run a government. No, no, he's not a community organizer that never worked a day in his life. He's not Michael Moore that kind of hops around and makes some half-assed made-for-TV movies and, you know, has six bodyguards with guns but says we can't have guns. No, no, no. He started his own business, is one of the most successful real estate moguls in the world, has absolutely dominated in television, dominated with his books and publications. He's just dominated against the total New World Order media spin machine and both political parties and foreign money flooding in to stop him. And he's a loser that doesn't know how to captain the Republic. And now they're talking about, oh, this venture he did was a failure, that venture. Trump has set up, I looked it up, over 400 corporations in his life. By the way, I've set up more than 30. And, of course, the public that isn't in business thinks that's a dirty word. No, there are some corrupt, big, out-of-control globalist corporations funding a takeover. We're fighting them. But a corporation is just a venture so that individuals don't have liability if it falls apart to a certain extent. Every time I made a film, I went out and got insurance on it. Every time I did errors and omissions insurance, every time I would set up a corporation, at least once I'd made four or five of them and knew what I was doing, so that I would make the investment on a film that might cost me $300,000-$400,000. And then if it failed, the rest of my fledgling operation wouldn't go under. And Trump has declared bankruptcy three times out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of successful ventures. You know, in small businesses, roughly 80% fail. You know that, right? And the top people in business out there will tell you they have failed over and over and over again, coming up short, but finally making it. They might fail three or four times and then make it. They might lose everything and then gain it back in the next venture, or maybe five ventures later. I personally have only had a few ventures fail. Most people have had many. But again, they target the public. Most people work for somebody else. They don't know now. They've taken the greatest nation of entrepreneurs and inverted that, where we're a nation of debtors, a nation of people working for other folks. And now they make it some type of weakness that Trump declared bankruptcy three times. No, if a venture failed, he would declare bankruptcy on those debts. You compartmentalize your debts. You don't put them all in one basket. Just what Trump wants to do on trade deals, not some mega massive 20,000 page secret agreement that transfers power. We're going to do deals one at a time. One at a time. That's how you get the best deals. You're ever in business and somebody's got some big, giant, complex deal that's going to be the best thing ever? You better run, not walk. And what has Trump done, Michelle? As you say, he's the biggest booby on the block. By the way, for our Christian conservative audience, that doesn't mean breast. Booby is the name of South China Sea pirates. That's where we get the term of, you look like a bunch of boobies if you're not dressed conservatively. U.S. economic confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup in 100-plus years has ever recorded. And they're already announcing they're going to raise interest rates. They've already done it once to try to stall this. I've been critical of the low interest rates because it's impossible to fix things in a non-growth economy with zero interest rates. If you're going to have zero and turn the economy on, it's the way to go for at least 3 years. Then you better back off because it will blow like a bubble. But to get us out of cardiac arrest, put those defibrillators on us, Trump. Zero, zero is what we need. Under old stuff, we needed to raise interest rates, because that would at least give investors, small-time investors, a chance to get something going, and people that have money that are saving some type of return. But now that it's not just globalists going to give themselves all the 0% money, it's time for the people to get some of that. And Trump wants to keep it low. They say, oh, the economy's overheating. Trump's been president-elect for 40 days. He'll be in 29, and we can't allow an overheating. So we just going to have to raise it maybe two or three more times before he gets in, hoping it ends this Trump run. That's not going to work because there's over $1 trillion conservatively that's public. A lot more in foreign bank accounts in the Bahamas and Spain and Luxembourg and, you know, Monte Carlo and obviously many other places. But all the public money's over $1 trillion that wants to come back. And as soon as we cut that corporate income tax, which has got to be his number one mission, to the global average instead of being the highest of any major nation. Because, you know, fact check will go, well, there are a few countries that have higher. Yeah, but of big, wealthy nations, we are 15 points above the average. You cut, Trump wants to go below, which, by the way, is a trade war. I kind of like that idea. We've been getting screwed by China so long. Let's go ahead. They're getting pushy. They're grabbing our submarines. They're shooting their mouths off. How about we go 5 points below them? But Congress is ready to vote right now to equalize it. Totally fair. Heritage Foundation says if we don't have higher taxes than other people, it's not fair. No, that's a screw job. In fact, I had a libertarian guy from Vice go, you're not being free market wanting to lower the income tax on corporations. And I went, wait a minute. If China's got a 15% higher, how is it not fair to lower it to the same amount? And he goes, I guess you got a point. I said, yeah, man, stop spewing Heritage Foundation stuff at me, please, please. Well, it's kind of, you know, crony capitalist to, you know, do deals just for America. We've been having it one-sided forever. It's not crony capitalism. Crony capitalism is not letting us compete so we can be controlled. It's ending. That's why they're so mad. The globalists have been selling off this country and talking about what geniuses they are for decades. No, what you are is a bunch of backstabbing traitors that sold out the country that had over half the world's wealth till you got control of it. Oh, yeah, comprende that. U.S. economic confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. Infowars.com, Michael Schneider article. Gallup's U.S. Economic Confidence Index has never been higher than it is today. That's the Trump euphoria. People always say, oh, Wall Street's pure evil on the left, on the right. No, Wall Street can do no wrong. No, big mega banks and big brokerage firms that are above the law, pushing gun control, pushing globalism, pushing transferring our sovereignty into international bodies, they control, is conquest, is crony capitalism, is wrong. But most of Wall Street is middle and small-time firms, and even some big ones that are family-owned, controlled, that do want prosperity, and they're doubling down on Trump. They want the prosperity. They want the boom. They want the tax cuts. And the word is Trump's going to freeze spending in the first year just to stabilize things, and he is intending by year four to begin cutting. And by the way, what he wants to do, he's going to try. This isn't talk. You're going to see if he gets his way and we get behind him. Cutting spending moderately, it's not going to be big because we're totally government. I mean, even Ron Paul says we got to wean off this. Cutting spending while revenue swells for building projects. And of course, Krugman is flipping out today saying this is an administration of white nationalists and we don't need make work projects and infrastructure because it looks like he's hiring people that are going to privatize. That's what you've been doing, chump. Giving the contracts to private companies is how we're going to get the jobs going. Not just shipping it overseas or paying off debts that don't exist. You know, all these monolithic fiat derivatives debts that should just be triaged. U.S. economic confidence surges the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. Gallup's U.S. economic confidence index has never been higher than it is today. And if, folks, everything is confidence. We have the economy. We can rebuild it. We can do it. But not if they sabotage it. And if Trump gets sabotaged or they kill him or they bring up more scandals and start an impeachment, as the New York Times called for yesterday, the day after he beat them trying to overturn the electors, then we all can look in the mirror for why we didn't turn this country around. Trump euphoria, it's being called. We're going to come back and break all this down straight ahead. This is exciting. And it's what he and Bannon promised to do. It's Bannon's plan, Trump's plan as well. It's the Americana plan. It always worked. It threatened the whole planet. It was run by dictators and scum because everybody said, hey, can't we be like that? We're about to turn loose the American worker, the American entrepreneur, every race, color, and creed who bleed red blood on terra firma. This is a big transmission. I'm wound up. And I'm coming out of the gate hot straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones.
Katie Armour raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate-forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmour.com. C-A-T-I-armour.com. Come and take it.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
Christmas. But I wish all the Christians out there a great holiday as well, and hope that you will remember that your establishment-run churches are helping subvert this country and keep Christians from actually taking action against evil. If you're in a church that's actually fighting the New World Order and fighting the abortuaries, then you're a lucky person. You're blessed. A lot of them are state-run now, and they should be recognized as the abode of devils that they are, in my humble opinion. Behind me, if you're watching on television, is the image of the Christmas tree down by the state capitol here in Austin, Texas, where we originate from. Very, very beautiful. You got to realize that evil people, scum, the fascistic left, the authoritarian control freak oligarchs, the jihadis, the orthodox Islamicists all over the world, from Syria to Iraq to the United States to Europe, are attacking, blowing up Christmas trees, stabbing people, running over children with cars. And I've got stacks of news and videos here where CNN, MSNBC, and everybody else is defending the attacks in Europe, saying that, you know, basically the Russian ambassador deserved to die because of Aleppo, and that, you know, Germany's done bad things to the Muslims, so they deserve it, and that it's not Muslims. In fact, Chris Hayes and others are saying this is not a jihad attack. MSNBC's Chris Hayes works double time to make Berlin and Turkey attacks not seem like terrorism. That's coming up. If you go to drudgereport.com, you can see the headline, Berlin manhunt as killer escapes Europe on Xmas alert. And he is a Islamicist, of course, just like the other suspect was. And he's trying to flee Europe, they're reporting. And they're blurring out his face. The police released, and the government released, an image of him, and the media, I guess, blurted out. So Paul Watson's been asking on Twitter why they're blurring out his face. We're not blurring out his face. Most Wanted, he was the guy that had the truck, was the driver. Police revealed they are hunting. Here, let's scroll down. I can read his name. Anas Amir. I think that is Anas Amir. What a nice name. I know Anas Amir. That's A-N-I-S. Anas Amir, 23. Just look at that guy. He just looks like he's mentally ill. But he stood up. He stood up to the evil Germans out drinking hot chocolate and eggnog under Christmas trees with their kids. He reportedly, allegedly ran over them. He's the guy identified as the person in the truck, was the truck driver. So the media seized on with, oh, the police had the wrong guy, refugee there in the country. Oh, wait, it's another one. Well, let's just move along. Because we need to have armed guards around Christmas displays around the country. Like the guy that wanted to blow up a Christmas tree in Portland. Then the FBI was ordered not to stop him. But then they basically bucked the orders and did. So see, that'd be a false flag on top, letting them attack. When the FBI actually does their job and stops it, it's no longer a false flag. A lot of different type of false flags. A false flag is not just a pure attack. When our government opens the borders up and lets these people in unvetted, that is Obama, he is then aiding and abetting in an attack on our country. That is a false flag by the globalist. But it's our own government that is actually at the grassroots level trying to fight it and expose it. When I had Vice here yesterday for HBO, they were doing paradoxes. Well, wait, you say that, you know, there's Islamic terrorism, but you're then saying the government's behind it. And I'm saying criminals in our government are allied with it. The Pentagon believes the head of the CIA is a Wahhabist. He certainly lived in Saudi Arabia off and on for two decades. Brennan. And nobody else is saying the Russians were involved in the election but him, and then giving no proof. Just a little side issue. But before I get into all this and a bunch of clips in the next segment, how big a deal is it that they had all these fake polls, tried to steal the election, Trump still had a big victory. They claim he lost the popular vote, but they admit that they've got illegals voting all over the country and people voting in the name of dead people. Safe to say Trump won that as well, but look at the reality. 30, 40, 50,000 people at crowds, Hillary with 300. And now Trump keeps going up in popularity in Gallup, and you know it's a lot higher than even what they're saying on how they go after demographics. And then now the highest economic outlook, the highest confidence ever. Restaurants have gone from almost closing to saying they're busting at the seams. Suddenly factory orders, all sorts of stuff's happening. 60 billion in jobs already coming back. From high tech to oil drilling to steel manufacturing, and it's just a surge of, it's okay to be patriotic again. It's okay to want to buy American again. And I'm telling you, I'm thinking about doing what Salente was saying. I'm thinking about getting with a factory here in the U.S. and putting on American-made shoes or something. I want to jump on the bandwagon.
Because
we actually created the bandwagon, but you know what I mean. This is exciting. We should all pile on, make America great again. Ha, 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 yeah.
Social media platforms are coming under fire as families of the Orlando nightclub shooting victims are suing Facebook, Twitter, and Google. And the federal complaint argues that these web platforms, quote, provided terrorist group support for ISIS and the accounts they used to spread extremist propaganda. The families of these victims of the Orlando gay nightclub shooting on Monday this week filed a federal lawsuit against Twitter, Facebook, and Google for allegedly providing, quote, material support to ISIS and helping them radicalize shooter Omar Mateen. In this complaint, it was filed in the Eastern District of Michigan. The families of Tevin Crosby, Javier George Reyes, and Juan Ramo Guerrero, they argue that the three web platforms provided the terrorist group ISIS with accounts they used to spread extremist propaganda, raise funds, and attract new recruits like Omar Mateen. Now, we've seen Facebook come under fire recently for censoring real news, but it looks like they're giving a platform to ISIS, and victims' families are saying no more. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for Infowars.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us on this 21st day of December, 2016. Hard to believe we're about to be in 2017. And the InfoWars, anti-globalist Americana era begins. But we're going to have to fight for it. Make no mistake. But hey, Americans love to fight, don't we? And we love to win. And I got to tell you, I'm never going to get sick of winning. And I'm never going to get sick of fighting. And I've come here to kick ass and chew bubble gum and quote the immortal Rowdy Rowdy Piper, I'm all out of bubble gum. Nothing except the good Lord above can stop human ingenuity, human drive, human will, human passion, human love. When we have a focus and know it's for our species. And that's why the globalists have done everything they can to demoralize us and make us feel weak. But we're breaking their will now. and they could feel it economically, culturally, and spiritually, most important. All right, let me just calm down and get to all this news because it is just over-the-top important. I don't even know where to start. Let me just set the table with how the enemy's trying to break our will and how they're now having to reverse themselves more and more. Chris Hayes has come out and tried to whitewash the Islamic terror, hitting Christmas parties, hitting the Russian ambassador and others in Europe. They're also trying to triple down on the race baiting to put minority groups and whites and others into their own little boxes to fear each other and to politically not come together around prosperity and populism. It is a desperate attempt at sabotage, and they admit that it's not working. Yesterday, MTV put up a super hardcore racist message that we're going to be playing here today that is resolutions for white guys. Now, they've had former videos on this same show where they say, attention, white guys, and they say, you've caused the murder, you've caused the criminality, you are the bad people in the world, despite the fact that history doesn't show that. In the sum, it shows the opposite. It's just with modern technology, the death tolls have been higher. The highest death tolls of any population have been committed by the Chinese communists, and throughout history, it's been committed by the Chinese. The Chinese are the all-time biggest killers of their own people. It's over 100 million since 1949 when Mao took over all of China. It's estimated he probably killed about 10 million Chinese before that. We're talking well over 100 mil. If you'd like me to walk through what's happened in other places where non-Anglos engaged in mass murder of their own people or wars, I'd be more than happy to. But MTV publicly shames whites, and under psychology, it shows them apologizing for what they've done to America and apologizing for things their ancestors didn't even do. Total mental illness. But now, MTV went too far with the weaponization, and Sumner Redstone's anti-American operation had to pull back. That's coming up in a moment as well. They have expunged this, but under fair use, and under the public's right to know, the weaponized media being targeted, we have the video. We're going to be playing that in a moment. But understand this, we've got 12 dead, 60-plus injured, others may die, unfortunately, in Berlin. We've got 89 dead in Nice, hundreds injured. And we had media back then that for a week wouldn't say it was Islamic attack. They called it a truck attack. Here they had to admit it very, very early because witnesses said they saw a Middle Eastern-looking guy get out of it and run off. They grabbed another illegal invader. They let him go after 20 hours of interrogation, and now they said they have the name of the guy and the identity and the face of who did it. And I covered that earlier. We could put that on screen. But the media is blurring out his face, hoping he doesn't get caught. Tunisian asylum seeker, 23, suspected of carrying out Berlin massacre, was arrested three times this year amid fears he was planning a terror plot, but police let him go and are now offering 100,000 euros to anyone who finds him. And there he is. His name is Anas Amir. Actually, it's Anas Amir. Shouldn't insult anuses. There's some beautiful butts out there, a lot better looking than his face. I got to tell you, I've seen horses' asses that look better than him. He actually looks like a deformed elephant butt. Maybe his mother was an elephant. The point is, people are sick. In fact, let's trigger everybody that's watching that's not a patriot or who's living in some mind control cult. Let's put up the Texas Christmas tree. Well, we can put him up there, too. What a little wimp. Well, he didn't go attack a military target. He didn't go attack men. He ran over a bunch of people at a Christmas party, outdoors under the stars. Just another coward. Like his brethren that ran over the 3-year-olds running, screaming, mommy, mommy. Direct shades of Mad Max. And everyone in Europe's wondering why this happened. We bring you here. We give everything free. We throw out old Germans out of their Section 8 housing. In Italy, they're throwing people out of hospital beds and out of hotels to house all the beautiful chosen people of Islam. Oh, and where's the outrage of Islam? There's a big article out of the Southern Poverty Law Center that, by the way, law enforcement for 5 years doesn't even use anymore because they got caught running Elohim City and other operations. Law enforcement knows who they are now. They say General Flynn, former head of Defense Intelligence, who exposed the Al-Qaeda ISIS system Obama and Hillary were running, and who helped stop it. Super smart guy, listener of the show, obviously. They know that. He tweets our stuff. I'll leave it at that. They keep calling him a kook and a weirdo, and they say, he says Islam will not coexist with us and is trying to take over. He said it's rational to fear Islam. He said Islam, they quote stuff like he's discredited, and this is stuff he said years ago, some of it a decade ago, and all of it is coming true. He said Europe will not be Europe by 2050. This is the kind of stuff he says. It's like General Flynn said that the sky is blue. General Flynn said fish live in the water. General Flynn said grass is green. General Flynn said Rudolph has a red nose. General Flynn said Superman has a red cape. General Flynn said bicycles have two wheels. What a kook. It's like you read their thing about me. Jones says there's a plan to open the borders and bring in world government. It's been announced. It's done. But they have to take what's normal, it's psychological warfare, totally normal, totally admitted, and go, look at this, this is insane. So you're scared to say it. Why, you might get put on a list. The Southern Poverty Law Center might attack you. Chris Hayes. Well, might readjust his glasses to make him look like a professor. I want to adjust my glasses here. Like, somebody get me a pair of glasses and a pipe. Somebody go get me a pair of reading glasses. And they kind of look professorly, and a pipe from the local drugstore. You know, they sell them behind the counter. And in fact, I even want some tobacco, some cherry flavored tobacco for Christmas. I'm gonna sit there like Chris Hayes. Oh, let me light my lighter and win a lecture. Well, there's no Islam here. It'd be like walking up to the Taj Mahal and going, I don't see the Taj Mahal here. Where is it? It's like right in front of you. Or watching us on TV right now. I don't see a Christmas tree here. Where could it be? Nowhere here. Oh, Chris Hayes, you're so intellectual. You're so metrosexual. They can't tell who's male, who's female. You're so modern. Matt Owl looks like more of a man than you. Chris Hayes, sustained effort to demonize Trump no matter how deranged. Is the path back to power for Democrats. Now, he always looks like he's drunk about 3 bottles of cough syrup. You know, just so like, I'm Chris Hayes going to sleep here. But let's go ahead and play Chris Hayes. Then we'll get to the new MTV video they pulled. They don't want you to see where they're actually hyping up. Notice it's always led by white people. I've actually found it's not really on average blacks and Hispanics that are running around with all this racist crap. In fact, I've seen them in the real world just kind of go, this is crazy. What, are they trying to create racism? Absolutely. Because weaker-minded white people watch this and go join the KKK. I mean, this is crazy town, folks. You are bad because you're white, you're horrible, and you're weird, and you can't play sports, and you're pathetic, and you can't sing, and you can't dance. This is all Hollywood. Whites are scum, whites are bad, whites are out of style, whites are terrible. Whites are the worst thing in the world, even though white people are number 16 or 17, depending on the year, on the economic chart. Up at the top is Christian folks from the Middle East. And then you move on down from there, Lebanese particularly. Then it's Chinese and Vietnamese and Koreans and on and on and on. And then way down here, white people, and then black people. Hispanics aren't as high up as they should be because on average, it's a well-known demographic. It's not a cliche. It's called a number. Don't trust banks. Don't trust vaccines. Don't trust the police or whatever. You always hear the government bemoaning that. That's why I mentioned it. They don't put their money in banks. But Hispanics are doing quite well as well. Probably better on average than a lot of whites now. Because whites were the dominant economic force. And it was all the work ethic. That's been taken out. And the demographics show whites are nosediving since the 80s, like blacks started nosediving in the 60s. So whites are down the rat hole. Thanks to social engineering. Social engineering works on people, folks. Worked really good on black people. They had lower illegitimacy until the 50s than white people. Now it's upwards of 80%. Some areas 90%+. Whites are now pushing 40%. In single digits in the 50s. And I'm not attacking single families. They always go, what, are you attacking single families? Absolutely not. There's some great fathers and mothers that single parents do an incredible job. The point is, statistically, it is a wrecking ball. But, oh, the state can raise your kids now. Don't worry. Yes, they do such a great job. But you read the stuff where General Flynn supposedly discredited. It's like proving everything he said. So let's go ahead and go to the clip of Chris Matthews trying to whitewash the jihad attacks. Good old Chris Hayes.
At least 12 people are dead and dozens injured in Berlin after a truck plowed through evening crowds at a Christmas market in the German capital. According to police, the truck was registered in Poland and may have been stolen. Police said they arrested a suspect believed to have been the driver. Investigators have yet to determine whether it was a deliberate attack, much less whether it was terrorism. But ISIS and Al-Qaeda have both called on followers to use trucks in attacks on public places. And ISIS claimed responsibility for one such attack over the summer in Nice, France, where a truck barreled through crowds celebrating Bastille Day, killing 86 people. Trump responded to what happened today in a statement. Our hearts and prayers are with the loved ones of the victims of today's horrifying terror attack in Berlin. Innocent civilians were murdered in the streets as they prepared to celebrate the Christmas holiday. ISIS and other Islamist terrorists continually slaughter Christians in their communities and places of worship as part of their global jihad. Just to reiterate, the deadly incident has not been declared a terrorist attack by the German authorities themselves as of yet. Also today, in the latest example of Syria's violent war spilling past that country's borders, the Russian ambassador to Turkey was assassinated by a lone gunman while delivering a speech at a museum in the Turkish capital of Ankara. Police sources tell NBC News the gunman was Turkish, a 22-year-old officer in the Ankara Special Forces. According to witnesses, the gunman yelled out, "Don't forget Aleppo, don't forget Syria," wounding three additional people before being fatally shot by police.
Okay, so there he is trying to cast doubt when now there's basically no doubt. Now let's continue with a New Year's resolution from MTV in a moment. But first, I want to play London Islamicist in front of police chant, Caliphate on its way. So they're telling you we're coming with our religious system to take over. They're saying they want Sharia law to be implemented. In France, they're telling Muslim women, do not go to French cafes. Do not go out without your burqas or we'll physically come after you. But it doesn't exist. The Muslims want to come here and follow our laws and coexist. Well, some of them do, and they're great people. They're called heretics, according to Islam. So Muslims chant, USA, you will pay. Caliphate is on its way. We also have video of this going on in England as well. But let's go ahead and go to the one in the U.S. Here it is.
In silence, they wrung their hands, they complain, they shed crocodile tears, but they have done nothing to bring this situation to an end. Victory, victory on its way!
Victory, victory on its way!
Ya Allah, to you we pray!
Ya Allah, to you we pray!
USA, you will pay!
USA, you will pay!
Hilal fight on its way!
Another one here in the U.S. this week as well. We can put some of those articles up on screen, but I'm not going to play them just because I can't stand to look at it. And a bunch of arrogant ne'er-do-wells, most of them on welfare, it's well known they milk it, running around bitching. And most of these aren't even real immigrants. They're like former prisoners, criminals. The colleges and the public schools and the prisons are where this is all being done, the recruiting. And the left just loves it. Now, let me go ahead and go to this next piece that I mentioned. This is up on Infowars.com. They have pulled this down. They do not want you to be aware of this. They've got scores of other videos from the same show on MTV where they have white men crying. I just showed it on screen earlier, saying, we're sorry, we're racist, all the bad in the world is because of us. And then all these weird white people with these other weird bullying racist minorities saying, listen, you're fundamentally bad. Do you understand? And the universities teach the end of whiteness, how great it's going to be. We must all look alike. We must all interbreed into Mongols. And I'm not against hybrid vigor and people that are mixed. It's just different. The point is making us all mix into a Mongol. When I say Mongol, I mean a Mongol with no culture, a corporate Mongol that's just programmable, that's a consumer, that doesn't even know what they're doing. Again, I'm all for free market, all for wealth, all for power, for people individually directed how they see fit in a free market. I'm totally against empty consumerism with what the globalists say we must have. Two different things. They always claim that I'm contradicting myself because they don't understand nuances or the incredible spectrum of free will. Now let's go to this truly disgusting. I kept wondering, when will MTV go too far? Well, when they got 99% downvotes, that's what they got. And when everybody, even the left, freaked out on this, it finally was so much for the Stockholm Syndrome, learned helplessness, normalcy bias, white people that hate themselves, their religion is hating themselves, to finally hear being white inherently is bad, period. They finally went, oh my God, this is racism.
Hello, white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
Hit pause, rewind it. I love how they use soft beta white males and then they cut to a black guy with a cat on his shirt. It's all non-threatening. I'm wearing pink socks. I've got a cat on. But I'm saying hardcore racist stuff that the KKK would say about black people against white people. That's their uniform. It's all trendy, soft, fun, vicious. We're not going to let you keep any of your money. We're going to run your life. We're going to tell you what words to use. It's a cult using race-based garbage as its operating system. Here it is.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
Resolutions for white
guys. First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, blue lives matter.
Do you notice the arrogance if you're watching and the hatred of these people's eyes? Their whole cult is that they feel inferior, whether they're a wimpy white guy or whatever, and then they're going around to bully and boss you around in a gang of limp-wristed twits that couldn't fight their way out of a wet paper bag. And they have no idea about the history here in the United States. They have no idea about what happened in the North, the South, what the pirate ships were consisted of, where libertarianism began. They have no idea that the West was this new Atlantis experiment of true liberalism to try to set up a new system to then phase all of that out. Russian historians know that. They claim they're a land-based empire against the whole Atlantean experience. But you don't even know that true liberalism came out of the West. You're sitting here saying that Christian liberalism is the worst thing in the world. But let me tell you, any black folks I know that ever actually go to Africa, they come back going, whoa, I love America now. Absolutely you do. Or you go to other places, I'm telling you, this is crazy. But again, minorities are the majority now in most areas. The globalists want to blow up that upwardly mobile, classically liberal stairway to wealth and security and culture. That's what they're doing. Because they're bringing in poverty. They're giving you college degrees that are worthless. They don't want you to have this birthright. Fake liberalism is the globalist counterfeit to kill the real Thomas Jeffersonian liberalism they want to destroy. Then Russia decries the anti-family, anti-human liberalism they see and believe that that's the original liberalism that was here in the United States and Europe when it's not. So Alexander Dugin and others who are smart people need to actually reassess their analysis if they want to look at that. I think it's good that Russia is being pro-family, anti-destruction of the family, cutting taxes for the family, pro-freedom, pro-sovereignty. That's all great, pro-male role model. because that only empowers the women. So you don't fall to Islam where it's the mutated extreme of that. But to insult and attack the entire Western experiment, look at the technology, look at the society, look at the culture. You don't need to go in some troglodyte direction just because the modern false left has hijacked technology and used it to enslave. Now, that's a message to Russia. That's not really a message to the general public, but I'm sure some of the public will get it. Maybe some of the fake liberals will break out of the control paradigm they're in and vomit out the poison and realize you've been brainwashed. There's still time. Let's go back.
Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing.
Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, yeah, they weren't born blue.
Stop bragging about being woke. Stop saying woke.
Learn what mansplaining is and then stop doing it.
Oh, and here's... I love how the media always says men who are white are the only ones that sit with their legs apart. See, giving us new things we've done that are bad. Women sit with their legs apart. That's how you sit back and relax. They're telling, Obama does it all the time, but it's okay when he does. Google Obama manspreading. If you do it, it's wrong to sit back on a couch and relax, or if there's room on a subway to sit back and lean back. You've got to be uptight because you're a man. But even worse, you're a white man. Oh, mansplaining, not manspreading. Oh, exactly. Men aren't supposed to talk and be leaders and know things. Oh, yeah, that's even worse. Only the state is your God. Right, women? Here it is.
Judge, don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyonce. And yes, she's black.
Let's hit pause. Back it up to the start. Notice you've got all these black football players, all these black sports players beating up women, doing all this stuff, but we've got to go find one white swimmer that reportedly date raped somebody and make it the end of the world because white males are rapists, even though they're the lowest demographic group other than some Asian males to rape. Doesn't matter. Say they are. And then say some white guys rape a black girl in a lacrosse deal when she was a stripper. Turned out it wasn't true. But again, this is the media projecting all bull, all weaponized, racist garbage. Here it is.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
You know, start over again. I'm sorry. We're going to go out to break with it. I'm not going to interrupt this time. The first white guy is like real wimpy. Oh, hi. And that's, you're a good white guy. You have a chicken neck and you do what you're told and you don't exist and you don't affect change. You're not part of history. You roll over and culturally die. Then you're going to be accepted. Okay, let's play it.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, you overcomplicated it. You were the ones that always kept saying, blue skin? Only Black Lives Matter.
I mean... Yeah.
And like taking over events saying only Black Lives Matter and going after folks who said all lives matter.
Learn what mansplaining is and then stop doing it.
Oh, and if you're a judge, don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyonce. And yeah, she's black. So of course she cares about black issues.
I'm talking to you, Fox News.
Feel free to take Kanye West, though. You guys can have him.
You know what you did, Kanye.
Nobody who has black friends says that they have black friends.
And just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. You can be racist with black friends.
Look, guys, we know nobody's perfect.
But honestly, we could do a little better in 2017.
Some of you guys do a great job. Some of you don't.
Bullies.
Please, because 2016 is bad.
Please, kiss our ass more.
Can't be worse than this.
Please, grovel to us. We're bullies.
In case you haven't heard, InfoWars has become the most influential media outlet in America. We're making freedom go viral. And now we are proud to announce a new weapon in the epic battle against the globalists. InfoWars Prime, where you can watch live high-definition feeds of The Alex Jones Show, plus exclusive insider videos from the InfoWars crew and behind-the-scenes action. Go to InfoWars.com/app and download today. InfoWars Prime is available right now for your iPhone or Android. You will have access to exclusive videos that you can't see anywhere else. That means live coverage of events and breaking news on location as it happens. You can also take advantage of amazing deals from the InfoWars store that are only available for InfoWars Prime subscribers. That's InfoWars Prime at InfoWars.com/app. If you can hear my voice, you are the resistance.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
So, if you just joined us, I just spent the last 10 minutes or so of the last hour covering a Kit Daniels article up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral because MTV's scared of this. This went too far. They've got all these other videos they've done with white men crying and saying, I'm sorry, I'm evil, our race is bad, we're bad people. I mean, this is like Hitler, but from the MTV perspective against white people. I mean, it is Nazi ideology against non-whites, but turned around the other way. It is crazy. MTV pulls racist resolutions for white guys video amid outrage. And again, Kit's going to post some of the older videos they've done on the same show that we've covered where, again, whites apologize for being whites. This is being taught in high schools, colleges, everywhere. They are stunting your children. They're turning them into mentally ill, crazy people that hate themselves and turning the minorities into brown KKK members if they can. While the school tries to teach your five-year-old they're a tranny and should cut their penis off. So, I mean, this is what's going on in this country, folks. It's unbelievable. So we're going to, again, add those other articles to the story that's up on Infowars.com that needs to go viral. Now, as if that isn't bad enough, we have Michelle Obama running around. And by the way, she looks like a snapping turtle. I don't say she looks like a snapping turtle because she's black, and I just like black people. I know a lot of really good-looking black ladies. It's because she looks like a hateful snapping turtle who's a man. She looks like a tranny. And, of course, I say that so the media attacks me because everybody hates the media, and they just come to us with the media attacks. And the media hadn't figured out how much they're hated, so they keep taking the bait. But, sorry, video, Michelle Obama compares Americans to toddlers. Now, I compare myself to an albino gorilla, so it's okay to insult people, isn't it, if you can turn around and say it about yourself. But getting serious, that's what my kids call me. They go, you look like a gorilla, Daddy. You're hairy like one, Daddy. I kind of do kind of have a chest like a gorilla. In fact, the guys this morning, we were out exercising, and they were calling me a gorilla. So, anyways, continuing, that was Q and Pat, and my son was out with us this morning exercising, hiking, and it was all big, big funny about how I look like a gorilla. Better than a snapping turtle. Now, continuing, U.S. confidence surges to highest level that Gallup has ever recorded on Trump phobia, but that's okay. He's a bad person. He doesn't know what he's doing. Michelle Obama and Michael Moore, they know everything. Meanwhile, she compares people that voted, the American people for Trump, as toddlers that hit their head. She's the mommy. We're the idiots. Here she is with Oprah Winfrey. Let's analyze this propaganda.
Your husband's administration, everything, the election, was all about hope. Do you think that this administration achieved that?
Yes. I do. Because we feel the difference now.
Racial division, worse ever?
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like.
Oh, the exuberance?
You know.
The economy?
Hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that if you, what else do you have if you don't have hope?
Yeah.
What do you give your kids if you can't give them hope? You know, our children respond to crises the way they see us respond. You know, it's like the toddler that bumps his head
That's
on the
right.
table. And they look up at you to figure out whether it hurts. And if you're like, oh, my God, they're crying. But if you're like, you know what, babe, it's okay. It's
yes.
okay. And I feel that way about the nation. I feel that Barack has been that for the nation in ways that people will come to appreciate.
Oh, that's enough.
Having
So Barack Obama is our daddy, and we've hit our head. She's talking about her constituents. She's not talking about the people that she thinks are idiots that voted for Trump. She's saying her constituents are like toddlers that have hit their head. That's about what they're like, actually. And they look up to her, and she goes, that's okay, baby. It's going to be all right. I mean, the arrogance, the elitism. These are the folks that go to Africa and tell people they can't have cars or air conditioning as he walks off Air Force One with 10 planes behind him and thousands of people. and carbon footprints bigger than anything you can imagine, and $50 million a day being spent. But you can't have a house or a car or an air conditioner.
Paul Krugman wants you to know that he is smarter than you. He's an American economist, distinguished professor of economics, and writer for the New York Times. Yesterday, Krugman posted a short article on his Twitter account warning America about what he calls Trumponomics. He says to join the Trump administration, you have to be a white nationalist and, here comes the C word, a conspiracy theorist. Most of us living outside the Matrix know better than to take Krugman seriously, because he's been wrong so many times in the past. It was Paul Krugman himself who predicted back in 1998 the drastically slow growth of the internet. And I'm going to quote him here. By 2005, it will be clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. And you can learn more about Paul Krugman's liberal logic right now at InfoWars.com.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
The answer. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So Michelle Obama comes out with Oprah Winfrey and insults her supporters. We played the full clip in context earlier. I'm going to play it again in a moment, just the short part, where she says, you know, I see the nation as toddlers that hit their head on a table and they look up at mommy, and you just got to tell them everything's all right. We're going to bleed you dry. She didn't actually say what she was thinking. But she says, we're going to, you know, take care of you. That's how she sees her constituents, as a bunch of toddlers. And I got to say, we've gone out and seen their constituents. They do look like a bunch of toddlers who've been through shock therapy and then a lobotomy with an ice pick. And then the rest of them are a bunch of parasites feeding on the lobotomized toddlers. So it's a very, very sad situation indeed. We have Chris Hayes, we covered last hour. It's up on InfoWars.com, trying to cover up right now the fact that it's Islamic terror that killed the ambassador in Turkey and ran over the people at the Christmas festival there in Berlin. Whatever happened to Berlin? Well, I guess it's been brainwashed. That's what's going on there in Berlin. And, of course, you should add, in the state of Berlin, it has its own state, their Secretary of State, it calls for Sharia law just last week. She's a woman. She doesn't wear a burqa in public, but she wants you to have to wear one. And Muslim men have announced in France that if they see women out without burqas, or in French cafes, they're going to have Sharia law caning carried out against them. And the Stockholm Syndrome women, most of them, they love it. They just want to make sure your daughter, your mother, has to put on a burqa as well. So that's all coming up. We also have several guests joining us today. Last hour, I played the video that they have removed. They don't want you to see it. MTV pulls racist resolution for white guys video amid outrage. Quite frankly, this isn't even as bad as some of the videos that we had articles on last year. In fact, we should pull some of those videos again, download them and play them, where they have white men going, I'm sorry I caused the war and whites are evil. They're like, that's right. Whites are inherently bad. Learn to say it. Learn to say it. The only good whites, though, are the ones that say whites are inherently bad, and then they can yell, you're an effing white male at another white male. Your opinion doesn't matter. So this is what they're pushing. We're going to be looking at that in great detail. We've got a lot of really exciting economic news I want to get to first. And Paul Krugman has really gone to the next level. But first, before I do that, let's play the clip again that's up on Infowars.com. Michelle Obama compares Americans to toddlers. Her constituents particularly, they've hit their head. They're looking up at mommy, and she'll make it all okay.
Our children respond to crises the way they see us respond. You know, it's like the toddler that bumps his head on the table and they look up at you to figure out whether it hurts. And if you're like, oh my God, they're crying. But if you're like, you know what, babe, it's okay. It's okay. And I feel that way about the nation. I feel that Barack has been that for the nation in ways that people will come to appreciate. Having a grown-up in the White House who can say to you in times of crisis and turmoil, hey, it's going to be okay. Let's remember the good things that we have. Let's look at the future. Let's look at all the things that we're building. All of this is important for our kids to stay focused.
That's right.
And
to keep the cult focused.
Like their work isn't in vain.
To not look at how your unemployment's doubled if you're black.
What do we do if we don't have hope, Oprah?
To not see how your families have been broken up. The Nazi had been put in prison in jail by the Democrats, pledging to put, quote, the predators in jail, take them to heel, domesticate you, which they did in the 60s. Just stay on the plantation. She'll take good care of you toddlers. Well, I don't want to be a toddler. What about you? I want to be a man. Women want to be women. We want to be free. Now, before I get to Paul Krugman blowing both of his proverbial political feet off again with incredible statements and what's really happening in the economy to his chagrin, before I do that, I want to air a piece that will certainly trigger for folks. First, for TV viewers, let's put it on screen in front of me and then behind me. Paul Watson tweeted today, the ultimate triggering. Merry Christmas. Doesn't Christmas feel a little more special this year? Making Christmas great again. And for radio listeners, it's got the baby Jesus. It's got the American flag, President of the United States. It's got Trump all happy, presiding over it all, with Santa Claus back there as well. And little presents under the tree and snow falling. It's so nice. Winter festival. Don't say Christmas. Don't even say holiday now. Let the triggering begin. Well, it was Gingrich a few weeks ago likened Trump to the grizzly bear in The Revenant, tearing Leonardo DiCaprio apart. Much as I can't stand Leonardo DiCaprio and his politics, I like him as an actor. Great, great movie. Very historical. Just stop gushing. The Mexican director, I think, is the best. I forget his name. Best director out there. They call that racism. As I just say he's a Mexican director, like the Russian director. But I said the word Mexican. I'm racist. I think he's the best director out there. Racist. For admiring someone. See the mind control? Just totally putting us into a catatonic basket case, learned helplessness, mind control system where we don't communicate with each other because we want to be correct and nothing's correct. Everything's bad. Only CNN can tell us about WikiLeaks. So I'm going to retweet during the break at Real Alex Jones. Doesn't Christmas feel more special this year? We're going to retweet that out to everyone. And I want to encourage my graphics folks to also put out some politically incorrect stuff as well. Maybe with even a little baby Jesus on it. I love little baby Jesus, to quote Talladega Nights. But before we do that, let's go ahead and play the Revenant piece here, where someone took the point of what Gingrich was talking about and put it to the big screen.
Donald Trump is the grizzly bear in The Revenant.
First of all, Rand Paul shouldn't even be on this stage.
Jeb Bush is a low energy person.
Parson is lower energy than Bush. I don't get it.
If you're a child molester, there's no cure.
I never attacked him on his look, and believe me, there's plenty of subject matter right there.
I could have said, Mitt, drop to your knees.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay?
I have never seen a human being eat in such a disgusting fashion.
They're losers. They're babies.
It's Rubio.
Little Marco, little Marco.
At little Marco, and he's not cool. He sweats too much.
And then, of course, we have Crooked Hillary. Crooked Hillary, Bob. She's been crooked from the beginning. As I say, Crooked Hillary, she's as crooked as they come.
You see, Crooked Hillary Clinton?
Such a nasty woman.
Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Do we like the media? Do we hate the media?
They are terrible.
They are the worst. Sleazy guy right over here from ABC.
Blood coming out of her wherever.
Whoever even heard of her before the last debate?
Katie Turk. Little Katie.
The world's most dishonest people are back there.
Sit down. Go back to Univision.
The CNN is terrible.
Lion Ted.
Lion Ted.
Lion Ted. Lion Ted.
You know, Lion Ted talking about New York values with scorn in his face.
We have Lion Ted Cruz.
Lion. He's a liar. Bible high. Puts it down and then he lies.
She said he's a pussy. That's terrible.
It's L-Y-I-N apostrophe. Lion Ted.
You know, I call him Lion Ted.
I've heard that.
Puts goofy friend named Elizabeth Warren. She is a goofus. She's a basket case. Goofy Elizabeth Warren. Pocahontas.
Pocahontas?
It's very offensive.
Tell me. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Pocahontas?
Bernie Sanders is speaking. And these two young women came up and they took over the microphone.
Microphone? They just took the whole place over.
And he walked away. He looked so weak and so pathetic.
But Bill Clinton was abusive to women.
You know, she gained a massive amount of weight.
Pigs, dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals. Your Twitter account?
Only Rosie O'Donnell.
And your mother is voting for Trump?
By the way, I mean, they call us racist and terrorist and homophobes and just every other name in the book. And then when we respond back, we're bad. We're mean. By the way, they've been reminding me, I didn't plug once in the last hour, and I even skipped a break. That's why I want to thank all the listeners for supporting us when I do talk about the specials and the products that we have. By the way, we've done such a good job this year of not over-ordering product that we're not going to have basically anything left when the new year hits for a few weeks. Most of our nutraceuticals are going to be sold out, which is a good thing and a bad thing, but that's how we fund our operations. But I've been trying to budget things and be a little bit tighter here so I can save money to hire more crew and also pay our people better because they really deserve it. I want to thank you all for your support, but you're getting great supplements, great products, great non-GMO seeds, great water filtration systems, great apparel to spread the word and fight the globalists and the info war. But our 2016 Christmas super sale specials are quickly selling out. So you can't get stuff delivered before Christmas in most areas of the United States now. It's just not going to happen. But it doesn't matter. You need to stock up on colloidal silver, still 50% off silver bullet, still 33% off on Brain Force, now a 20% more in each bottle on top of that. Sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. There's so many specials, I can't go over them all. Winter Sun, 25% off. DNA Force, 25% off. Well, that's sold out. Survival Shield X2, 30% off. That's about to sell out. Bio True Selenium, about to sell out. I'm going to be in here in the next few weeks pitching t-shirts and water filters and stuff, which you really need, obviously, but not the nutraceuticals because they're going to be sold out. So please help us at the year-end sale blow all this out so we don't have to pay tax on it. Plus, you can stock up on high-quality products you're going to be using. Again, selenium, key to electrochemical activity in the body. Go read the study for yourself. It is incredible. Same thing for the true nascent iodine that we have. Quite frankly, nobody else has it. InfoWarsLive.com. Super Blue is $9.95. We're about to sell out of that. It has colloidal silver and iodine. You can pay $14.95 so we can fund the operation. It's a new thing I'm doing. You can pay full retail or discount depending on what you want to do. And folks are taking advantage of that. A lot of folks are paying for it full retail to help us fund the operation. So thank you for the support. God bless you. for, again, your support, your prayers this Christmas. InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping store-wide, up to 50% off until everything sells out. Stay with us. We'll be back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Good evening, people. My name is Charlie Sayles. I'm coming at you from FetalRecords.com. Now, we got a great Christmas album coming at you. I'm not the only one on it. Many artists give you different bouquets of styles and feels of the Christmas spirit. Now, again, FetalRecords.com. Charlie Sayles. And have a Merry Christmas.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
Coming up in the next segment, when I have time, report. Obama threatened Putin with war over election hacking conspiracy theory. President used emergency red phone system to say armed conflict could ensue. Yeah, that's the word out of ambassadors and others. Hillary obviously has talked about the fact that we needed the policy a year ago, which is now the policy of NATO and the U.S., and if they claim there's an attack via cyber attack from the continent of Eurasia, basically, or anywhere in Russian territory. that they are then going to launch a military attack on Russia. You cannot make this level of crap up. In fact, in the next segment, will you guys also just pull up the articles about new U.S. policy to cyber attack includes military attack on Russia? Because I want to show that to people. Because I believe me, it doesn't sound real. I get it. It sounds like a lie. Just like, oh, I've got like 15 or more different MTV videos that actually say whites are inherently bad. The world will be good when they're all gone. We're just people that have less skin pigment from Northern Europe. I mean, it's crazy. And technically, I'm a Mongol because I'm part Native American. But the whole point is, so what? This is all craziness, ladies and gentlemen. This is craziness. But they're the ones pushing it because they co-opted the whole libertarian Republican movement to end segregation and all of it in the 60s. The party of the KKK did. But let's get to this big news right now. Paul Krugman, who is wrong almost all the time because he's a disinfo operative, I haven't decided if he is like a total idiot with like a 75 IQ or if it's like some type of like secret comedy he's involved in, because the U.S. economy conference announcement, the U.S. economy when it comes to confidence surges to the highest level that Gallup has ever recorded. Gallup's U.S. economic confidence index has never been higher than it is today, ever. They're calling it Trump euphoria. Now, how does Krugman respond to this? Krugman comes out in the New York Times and says, to join Trump administration, you have to be a white nationalist and a conspiracy theorist. So question known liars and be white, which isn't even true. He goes on to attack the economics that Trump is talking about, trying to have infrastructure spending increased with tax incentives to states, counties, and cities and individuals for infrastructure and for federal funding of infrastructure when our infrastructure is falling apart, despite the fact Krugman has called for this before, because that's just basic Keynesian economics. So he's now going back on what he claims he's an economic follower of. But forget that. Guess what he said in the New York Times in 1998? You cannot make this up. This is when dinosaur media was telling itself, don't worry, in an article about the internet, we're still going to be dominant. Remember back in the late 90s, the media was discussing would they be made obsolete, which has now happened? This is Ed Paul Krugman. The growth of the internet will slow drastically as the flaw in the law, McAfee's law, which states that the number of potential connections in a network is proportional to the square of the number of participants, because apparent most people have nothing to say to each other. By 2005 or so, it will become clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. Now, he made that sound real scientific and real smart, like an economist would, who's giving you a false system. But has the internet gotten bigger or smaller? It's gotten tens of thousands of times logarithmically, exponentially bigger. And they say it's only going to get bigger as it ties into the Internet of Things exponentially as well, by the very architecture of how the internet was built. And by the early 1990s, all the big tech giants had already envisioned the current system we're under. But Krugman writes a piece of trash a couple times a week, sits around getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, and thinks he's a rocket scientist. Now, this is almost as bad as people saying that Al Gore invented the internet because in the 1990s, he presided over some federal infrastructure agreements. The internet was invented by the United States and England and DARPA in the 1960s. My father, in Plan 2 in high school, in the mid-1960s, was introduced to the internet, to CD-ROM, to all of it, that supposedly didn't exist for decades. So let me just tell you. We're not in Kansas anymore. They've got some incredibly advanced stuff. But people like Krugman are so delusional, they're not even, I guess, aware of it. In fact, when we come back, it's in my stack. I didn't get into this yesterday. I want to talk about how they're invading our homes with AI robot systems hiding in plain view. I'm going to dig that out and cover that as well. But first, when we come back, I'm going to get into some of the other big news that I was mentioning and covering here at the beginning of the segment. We're also going to open the phones up and take your calls ahead of guests in the third hour.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As reported by the Daily Mail, yet another Russian diplomat is found dead, this one at his home in Moscow, just hours after the reports came of the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Ankara, Turkey. Peter Polshukov, 56 years old, he was found dead from a gunshot wound in his own home. He's reported to be a senior figure in Russia for the Latin American Department of Foreign Ministry. And here's what we know. This high-ranking Russian diplomat, he was found with gunshot wounds to the head, 56 years old, in his own home. The shooting was disclosed by REN TV. The news breaking shortly after the report coming of the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Ankara, Andrei Karlov. Now, the circumstances of this shooting remain very unclear, but what we do know is that police are examining all possible motives to his death. Two empty bullet wounds were found in the apartment in Belaski Prospect, and a gun was discovered under the sink in the bathroom, as reported by REN TV. Your latest update on the second assassination of a Russian diplomat in a spate of 48 hours. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for InfoWars.com.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Grip, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important. What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
It's so this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. We have the new product at InfoWarsLife.com, BioTrue Selenium.
We've had so many requests over the years for selenium, and just recently, we were able to source a certified organic bioavailable selenium from mustard seed extract. When you take selenium in the body, it actually benefits the detoxification systems in your body. It helps balance the thyroid gland. It helps detoxify.
Selenium is another one of those absolute must-haves.
The highest concentration of selenium is in the thyroid gland, but it's actually used all over the body. As a matter of fact, there's 25 genes in the body that are directly dependent upon selenium. So it really is a all-around nutrient that everybody really needs.
I'm taking it now every day. This is so key. BioTrue Selenium is the product, the best selenium that we could bring you. We believe it's the best out there at a very, very low price. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
How many times must I tell you, babe? How many bridges I've got to cross? How many times must I explain myself?
Yeah.
Or I can talk to
before
the
I can talk to the boss.
Or I can
we get to talk to the boss now on InfoWars. Well, I tell you, we are routing the New World Order right now together. How many times?
How many times must I say I love you?
Before you finally understand. The globalists are trying to put a chip on everybody's shoulder. White, black, it doesn't matter. To just be obsessed over what color we are or where we came from so that we're incompatible. Then that forces me to try to stop people from coming in. We're being turned into armies of disgruntled dumbasses. But I don't hate these people individually for being sucked into this. But the controllers, like we see in the MTV video they pulled, I'll do a special report for the Nightly News tonight showing other clips. They pulled this because of the backlash. There's stuff far worse where they're like, it is inherently bad to be white. And white men crying, I'm evil, I'm sorry. Yes, white. We need to eradicate white people. This is the type of garbage being pushed by MTV that is totally weaponized. Now, you and I see this and wake up to it and know it's wrong. But the problem is, on the college campuses, at the high schools, at the elementary schools, they show little kids from the U.S. to Australia to England images of little bunny rabbits being killed. This has been in the news. Animals dying, seals dying, and say, you're killing them. And some middle school girls go and commit suicide after they see this. It's been in the news all over the world. Or they cry seeing an apartment complex. I was talking to one mother, and her daughter after public school was in the third grade. One of the girls came to one of the birthday parties for my daughter a few years ago, and her daughter started sobbing, going, they're murdering the bunnies that live in the field. They'd showed them Watership Down to the third graders. And this is how they're just inflicting them with mental illness, not with empathy, not with real stewardship of the earth. Now, I want to get to the really serious news right now. You can, again, Google Hillary calls for U.S. military strikes on Russia in response to hacks. Or you can type in Biden. Now, he gave a speech. Massive cyber attack could trigger NATO response. Stoltenberg. That was Reuters. He said, including military. Because every time I mention this, people, in fact, print that for me, please. They say, oh, that couldn't be. I'm going to show you where they said it. Because I agree, it's sensational. It sounds crazy. It doesn't sound true. It is. So the word is Obama called up Putin and said, we're going to militarily attack you or start killing your people if you do this. You notice they've started assassinating the head of Russian intelligence, got killed. The ambassador got killed. The other guy got killed the same day at his house in Moscow, got shot to death. It's going on. But before I go there, I wanted, just because I've had this in the list since Monday to play, and I've never played it. There's so many of these, but I don't want to just say universities are saying, don't just say Christmas, don't say holiday. I've got the clips all over the country. This isn't some isolated event. And all the good trendies, you know, adopt the new brainwashing, that all over the United States, they're saying ban Christmas, ban the celebration of it, do it now. So I thought we should realize this is going on with the children. They've got targeted, and with the college students. Again, they're saying don't hand out Christmas cards and things like that. That's your free speech in your own spare time to do whatever you want. You can hand out an invitation to come to a party. You can hand out little postcards that had your artwork on them. You could hand out postcards saying, please come to my church this Sunday and you know, accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays, round 2016. Here's the clip.
Students for an inclusive holiday season.
Okay.
And so we are just kind of letting the administration know that a lot of students on campus choose not to celebrate anything in the winter season.
Cool. It's like a very Christian normative campus. And so we feel like it's just not really a safe space for people of different faith traditions.
Like this time of year, it feels like people can like shove their like holiday, like happiness in your face. Like,
yeah,
Merry Christmas. Like, ooh. And it's just, you know, it gets kind of old.
So we're just sending a letter to the administration to be like, hey, like, this can be like almost oppressive for some people. Would you guys like to sign?
I will totally sign.
Yeah, right, awesome. Yeah,
totally agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, like the Christmas lights, and there's been rumors that like a Christmas tree is going to be going up, and like things like that.
Now, it just kind of feels like reform
for the non like Christmas celebrating students.
Showing the students agreeing, but we have the articles, you've seen them, where they're actually banning it, and saying only use holiday. Then they say don't use holiday.
Like people have been emboldened to
paintings of the football team. You know, don't show masculine men. That's hurtful.
Where you go,
not all men are masculine.
Like aren't religious.
It's like bullying by wimps.
Like all the lights, it can be a little bit triggering. So we're just trying to make campus a safe space.
A little bit triggering. Need to ban those immediately.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. I feel like people haven't socialized to like, it's almost oppressive that they don't even know like what Christmas really means, which is like a Christian holiday. Like Christians have a lot of privilege on campus because it's like a lot of the holiday stuff is usually geared towards them.
The Christmas spirit, everything that comes along with that, of people like assuming that we want to accept gifts and assuming that we want to like see Christmas lights everywhere.
And see what they're doing is they want to overthrow what's already existing in this country and then replace it with what? Corporate worship, political correctness worship, white people are inherently bad worship, let's all have chips on our shoulders worship. mental illness. What is a mega banking cartel that's robbing you of your freedoms, robbing you of your money, robbing you of your future, robbing you of your culture do? It does this type of psychological warfare stuff to turn people into gibbering nutcases. These people going to get college educations 90%+ of the time will never pay off the student loans in many cases, or the statistic of 90% is, and or, it's both these things, something like 50% pay off the loans. You can look it up for yourself. It varies. And, you know, something like 50% as well, but they kind of actuary it together. It's close to 90%. You can pull this up. Will never either pay off the loans or get a job in the field they actually got a degree for. Most degrees are worthless. If you want one in engineering, or you want one, you know, like an EMT certificate or a law enforcement certificate or a nurse certificate, those type of jobs, you can probably, you know, live a decent, you know, paycheck off that for the degree you paid for. But not with teaching degrees. You're probably never with a standard teaching certificate going to even make back the money you have spent on the education. And it's not going to compete with a comparable job mowing lawns. You know how many people I know that hustle, knock on doors, and do good jobs mowing lawns? I know people that have two or three trucks working for them that started, I know Hispanics, and I know black, and I know white business owners that have mixed crews, you name it. Some have pure Hispanic crews. That tends to be Hispanics. It's not racist because they're Hispanic. Whatever. The point is, that's the crew, as folks they know. It's homogeneous. Who are making $300,000 a year living in McMansions and driving $50,000 cars around. I'm going from memory here, so I'm bumbling around. The point is that I know a lot of people that have working class jobs that own plumber companies, lighting companies, you name it, that are living like kings. Their employees are paid good. They're doing well. And they don't have college degrees. That's well known. That most of the billionaires in this country didn't go to college or quit college because they're outside of the box. You go to college to basically learn how to conform and be put into a managed economy cog, and then to socially go along with the cult programming of the corporate cult that's being set up. And the corporate cult changes all the time, so there's always new downloads of the new way, the new political correctness, the new terms to use. And then you're promoted on how you follow those orders like a little brainwashed corporate Borg minion. Let me just pause for a moment because this is really getting me wound up. And I think I'm on a roll today, but I tend to get too upset, too excited. My brain starts going too fast. Then I start getting facts wrong and jumbling words. Let me just. But imagine I'm up here ranting for hours, exposing this to the public, going over it, reminding you how obscene these people are. And it's important to have a pit stop and take a break for a moment. And just cool off for a second. Cool off like Fonzie. Cool off and relax. There we go. Now we can refocus. I haven't even scratched the surface of the news, but I've been a good boy. I probably covered 60 or more big articles, and I've only got 200 more. Today's a big news day. I've got at least 200 more. By the way, you think I just say 200 more looking at my articles? I bet you money that if I count these articles, it's 200 or close to it or more. I've learned what these stacks are. This little stack that's only an inch deep, I got a 4-inch stack right there. I bet it's 20 articles. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is so enjoyable, not just focusing on the globalists for a minute, just doing something mindless. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. I said that was 20, it's 23. I bet that stack that's almost 4 inches tall, I bet that's 80 articles. So that's 100. You add all these together, I bet it's 200. I bet it's, again, I'm not just saying stuff here. I mean, I live this every day. I know what 200 articles are
that I've looked at before I went on air. Can you imagine the headache I get looking at these sniveling maggots and what they're doing? I'm so sick of these people. And then I get to have a reporter here ask me questions like, so you really think they're setting up a world government? And I just, my eyes glaze over. You want to see 500 news articles announcing it? I've got articles here in the stack. I said I'd take calls, and now there's no time in this hour because I've got David Knight popping in the next segment with big breaking news that's incredibly poignant, incredibly saddening, that you must see dealing with Islam. Probably some of the sickest video I've ever seen, and that's saying a lot from Islam, isn't it? Oh, it's not Islam, Al-Qaeda, ISIS, I understand. Where are the Muslims decrying it? A lot of Muslims don't support this. They're afraid they're going to get targeted because nobody gets bullied more than Muslims by Muslims. That's why it gets so extreme, because there's a contest to see who can be the most abusive, who can be the most out of control, who can be the most bullying. Instead of the West, trying to see who can be the most liberated, the most free, the most open. And then now that's hijacked by extreme leftists who are so leftist, they're fascist, trying to end all of our freedoms in the name of delivering us to a heavenly abode. That's called a cult. They are a cult. I don't say that rhetorically or with rhetoric to make my point. They are, by scientific design, the scientific dictatorship's idea of human sabotage so they can control us. It's the rear guard action as they steal the future, running into the future, with the future, under their arm, hoping we sit around in the dirt fighting with each other while they hijack humanity with their giant breakaway society system. But before I go any further, I didn't plug last hour, so I'm going to plug a couple times this hour. We're running the biggest specials. In fact, we did an analysis. We're now running the biggest specials. We've had some big specials this year, but this is the biggest, with free shipping, with the auto ship, 10% off additionally, with 50% off colloidal silver, 33% off a bunch of the other nutraceuticals. The lowest special is 25% off on one of the items. Which one of those is that? That's DNA Force, but it's sold out. And, oh, that's the big point. Most of this is going to sell out by the new year, which was my plan. But we did a little bit too good a job. I wanted to have some inventory going into next year. But I didn't want to pay too much, you know, that we have a state tax here in Texas on inventory. A franchise tax and all this other garbage. So, yeah, we're a low-tax state, but still that didn't stand much in one of the, you know, overtaxed countries. And so we're going to sell out of the toothpaste. It's got iodine and colloidal silver in it, the Super Male Vitality, Super Female Vitality, Survival Shield X2, Silver Bullet, it looks like, is about to sell out. The Living Defense Parasite Cleanse, Bio-PCA, Bio-True Selenium, Secret 12, our Biome Defense Probiotic that is the best we could develop with the top companies out there. This is a true game changer. Check out Biome Defense. It's got 5.7 stars. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I thought that'd be a big hit. That's not one of our big hits. It's one of the best vitamin mineral fruit punches out there with the amino acids, you name it, and it's concentrated. It only has 4.7 stars, which is incredible, and is not one of our best sellers. I use it every day and love it. I don't know why. I thought that'd be our best seller, but it isn't. You ought to take advantage of that. That's something that isn't close to selling out. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And by the way, one of the best ways to get your kids to take a multivitamin, if it's a hard multivitamin, most of those go right through your kids. It's been proven in studies. I don't want to get into it, but everybody knows most of the hard pills go out. So what we have is liquid, so you absorb almost all of it. Powdered's good, too. It's in a powdered caplet. A lot of that gets absorbed because it, you know, turns into powder in the intestines, in the stomach and the intestines. So you do get good absorption. But nothing like under your tongue, like a lot of our products, or drinking it. So it mixes with the saliva, digestion begins, it gets absorbed in the mouth, the esophagus, the esophageal membrane, and then it goes in the stomach, and then the upper and lower intestines, the large and small intestines, so more of it gets absorbed. It's amazing. I love it. When I first advertised that, a little bit of, you know, sampler container in my hand that's half the size of the real container, but even the real container itself is concentrated, so it's the same price as leading competitors, but it doesn't matter. I'm not in competition with Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's rare earth mineral, basically derived, super high quality. InfoWarsTeam.com. You buy it there. It helps fund the operation. Five Mineral Fusion is plant derived. So two different systems. I would put them on par with each other. My kids, personally, One of my kids likes our Vitamineral Fusion. The other two like the original Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is still my favorite. They have the 2.0 that's totally organic, and I don't like it as much. I mean, I'm not bad about it. I think it tastes like peach. Maybe I just like fruit punch, but you get the incredible original Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and of course the new one that's excellent, at InfoWarsTeam.com. There's a toll-free number there you can call as well and order that way. But InfoWarsLife.com is our label, and it's of the highest quality as well. That's why I'm with Youngevity. They have the highest standard as well. Just absolutely amazing folks. And so we're really glad to be one of their chief distributors there at InfoWarsTeam.com. You can also sign up there, become a business, and distribute it, get bigger discounts, sign up for AutoShip. You can also there get free shipping there when you do that. When you're a distributor, you get bigger discounts as well. So a great company right here in the good old U.S. of A, InfoWarsTeam.com. Now, we're going to come back after break and plunge into Obama still trying to start World War III with 29 days out. 29 days, ladies and gentlemen, until Trump's in. And what else will they try then? I will open the phone some in the next hour, even though we're going to have guests in here, because I want to get your take on how they may try to sabotage Trump. I want to crowdsource your knowledge. I want to get your take on that straight ahead. 800-259-9231. Stay with us.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, New Mana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only New Mana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the New Mana difference.
American-made food stores are love to eat. Yum!
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I was a highwayman.
Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
With sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25. But I am still alive.
Through the progeny. All right, David Knight's our guest. Start of the next hour. I'm going to get into the World War III Obama's trying to start. And we're in more danger now than before. Understand that. This is very, very serious. And I'm going to show you where NATO says they want physical war with Russia. And then we're going to have Leanne McAdoo in here along with Owen and other great reporters to give their views just on year end, what's happened, what they think's coming. I'm going to try to spice some of your calls in. I gave that number out, so we went to break, so we'll launch that phone system, 800-259-9231. But David Knight, I've encouraged David and the reporters, when something's really hardcore I've missed, and you think it's important, I respect our crew. If there aren't guests on at that time or there's something breaking, go ahead and just come in. Bring us the news. He's got something really sad he showed me about 20 minutes ago during the last break, so I asked him to show you this and talk about it here in this segment and in the next. So we're going to be breaking that down right now. You know, if you're a TV viewer, I have this beautiful shot of the Christmas tree, time-lapse last night. We actually have a time-lapse. It's amazing. And the Capitol that our great crew shot. And I look at that and think Islamists want to run people over and kill families at these. And then meanwhile, David Knight has footage and a story about a mother training her little children to be suicide bombers. I mean, this is mind control, pure demonic evil. And our leftist media is in bed with it and thinks it's sexy and says the Russian ambassador deserved to die. So, David Knight, tell us about this sickeningness.
Well, you know, Alex, I was shooting an interview for the Nightly News, and my wife had sent me this story. It's now on Drudge. People can find it there. But we had a story yesterday from Syrian girl, and she was talking about a seven-year-old that had been used as a suicide bomber for the Syria at the Syria police station. And now we've got footage of a mother who is kissing her children goodbye as suicide bombers, seven-year-old girl and a nine-year-old girl. And, Alex, this is just gut-wrenching. This is nothing but a cult of death.
And then the sickening, evil, demonic dad comes in.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going to be honest. I just instinctively want to attack him.
Well, you look at what's happening, and, of course, the guy has been identified as someone who's with al-Nusra. We were told back in 2013 that al-Nusra was part of the moderate rebels. We had two CIA agents meeting with them.
God, this is such child abuse. Obama and Hillary and the left are backing these people. Why are they so evil? Why do they hate Christianity? I'm talking about the liberals.
Yeah, well, they were meeting openly with them back in 2013, telling us they're moderate rebels. Then in 2015, we were told that by Petraeus, hey, we need to use al-Nusra against al-Qaeda. They're the same thing. They try to pretend they're distinct groups, and then they say that they're the same. But when you look at this video, you look at this woman who is dressed head to toe in black, like some kind of death cult figure. And that's what it is. This is like the Grim Reaper, but that's her own children. You know, in our country, mothers are usually cry when they drop their kids off to school in the first grade for the first time, abandoning them.
She's hugging them to send them off to blow people up in Aleppo. And then our media literally backs these rebels and acts like they're rock stars. They have Netflix shows, HBO shows. Man, I'm sick of these people.
We need to take the gloves off. We need to call it what it is. You said it's a cult. It is a cult of death. We need to understand.
It's a satanic death cult. It's a satanic death cult. Let me tell you, this form of Islam is Satanism.
They've made a sacrament of death. And that's why we see the types of things that we saw at a Christmas market this week. And that's why we see this type of thing with a mother using her children. They sent them in to this police station, blew them up, remote control. Now, they believe
that's right. I want to come back and talk more about this. And I want to take this very live clip right now, excise it out and post it to YouTube to just show the world the type of pure evil we're dealing with. A mother and father prepare to murder their children for Islam. And the left won't say a damn word because they hate this country so much. They're cuckolded. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Life Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Life is an easy way to naturally
naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Bon Jovi fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
Think of the beauty of Merle Haggard's voice.
Cleveland's cold.
And then think about the ugliness of Orthodox Islam and what it's mutated into.
I do need your prayers, it's true.
Say some prayers for those little girls. Total evil. We've got to do what we got to do, don't we? Gloves got to come off with the sickening satanic left and the spirit cookers and the pedophiles and the abortionists that are involved in all this evil. The selling of the Chinese babies' parts. The Falun Gong being executed because they're Buddhist who exercise a religion in peace. Not a word from the State Department. Not a word from the globalist. Other than celebrating it and saying China runs our lives, Islam runs our lives, Sharia law is the way to go. There's a sickening report out of the Southern Poverty Law Center that's been totally discredited. Obviously, law enforcement doesn't even use them anymore. Where they say Trump's National Security Advisor Twitter account shows extent of anti-Muslim beliefs. They talk about General Flynn, the former head of military intelligence, Pentagon intelligence, very senior rank in intelligence, about as high as it gets, exposing that our government was backing al-Nusra and al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria and saying we shouldn't do it. So Obama relieved him 3 years ago. Now he's the chief national security advisor to President Trump. And they have quotes in here like saying Islam kills children. Islam is dominant in areas that exist. We can't coexist with Orthodox Islam. It's rational to fear Islam. They're going to attack us. That's like saying the sky's blue. And then they attack him for saying it and bringing it up and say remove him. And Chris Hayes tries to cover up the Islamic attacks in Europe with these 18-wheelers running over children in Nice and in Berlin. And now we have footage released by al-Nusra themselves of their little 5- and 6-year-old daughters going to suicide bomb and blow themselves up and the mother kissing them and hugging them. And what does Flynn say in the article? He goes, where is Islam decrying the bombings? No one decries it in Islam when they do it. Is it out of fear or do they support this? I want to hear Islam decry blowing up little girls to kill other innocent people. And I want to hear the left decry it and stop pushing it like the folks in Aleppo are heroes when the Russians and the Syrians valiantly battle this scum. David Knight.
So, you know, we're always hearing from the liberals that we got to do it for the children. Let's do it for these children. Let's protect women. Look at the woman who is covered up here in a black burqa. You can't even see her face. Let's do it for the LGBT.
In a shroud of death. Yeah, in the shroud of death.
Yes, absolutely. All the groups, LGBT people as well, all the groups that the Democrats say they're there to protect, these are the people that are being attacked specifically and most directly by these Islamists. But, of course, they want to kill everyone who isn't a part of their cult of death. And they even want to kill their own children as part of that cult of death. This is the disgusting thing here.
Look how sad the little one is. Look how they look like zombies.
Yes.
And then she just leans up against her mother, wishing she'd get love. And instead, she gets to put a belt of plastic on her with nails in it that blow her into pieces because her satanic mother is a frickin' demon.
It's absolutely insane. And Alex, you know what? When we're hearing Obama talking about pushing against the Russians and we're going to look for a provocation so we can go against them, understand what Obama is trying to do to your children, or depending on your age, maybe it's your mother and father who are soldiers that are going to be sent to die for this guy who is part of a suicide cult himself.
And let's not forget, they've got shows all over TV worshiping the rebels, saying they're angels, when 98% of them are al-Qaeda, ISIS, al-Nusra. Al-Nusra is al-Qaeda. That flag behind him is the al-Qaeda flag. Our media backs all this while we've got at least 1,000 U.S. troops, special forces battling. Dozens and dozens have died this year in the battle, while schizophrenically Obama sits there giving support to the rebels. So the Pentagon's been ignoring Obama for 3 years and has been doing things that Obama dare not challenge. That's how the civil war is really going in this country, David.
You know, Alex, as I mentioned before, going back to 2012, where they were trying to sell the idea that there was this gas attack, which we eventually learned was not the Syrian government. They were saying, we're going to use these different rebel groups against the other rebel groups. They're all connected. General Flynn pointed that out. But as late as 2015, we had General Petraeus saying, hey, let's use al-Nusra, who is part of al-Qaeda, against
exactly,
ISIS.
Exactly. And let's understand something. These Islamist pigs, they put this out themselves. Yep. They're proud of it.
Paul Krugman wants you to know that he is smarter than you. He's an American economist, distinguished professor of economics, and writer for the New York Times. Yesterday, Krugman posted a short article on his Twitter account warning America about what he calls Trumponomics. He says to join the Trump administration, you have to be a white nationalist and, here comes the C word, a conspiracy theorist. Most of us living outside the matrix know better than to take Krugman seriously because he's been wrong so many times in the past. It was Paul Krugman himself who predicted back in 1998 the drastically slow growth of the internet. And I'm going to quote him here. By 2005, it will be clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. And you can learn more about Paul Krugman's liberal logic right now at InfoWars.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Youngevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today, complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Youngevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Well, the Berlin manhunt for the Islamicist who was reportedly in the truck that killed a bunch of people is ongoing, but our media says it has nothing to do with Islam. They're just showing incredibly shocking video that's up at drudgereport.com. It's also up at infowars.com, breaking down a mother there in Syria with al-Nusra. That's al-Qaeda. They have the al-Qaeda flag, getting her two young daughters ready, ages 5 and 6, for a suicide bombing, kissing them goodbye. It's little girls are so scared. This is so real. And this is what they're putting out. And man, if you watch the Oscars or you watch the news, or you watch Netflix, it's just all over the white helmets, the good people of Aleppo, and leftist media is like, kill that Russian ambassador in Turkey. My God, the good people of Aleppo, a bunch of jihadis that invaded Syria, took over and are murdering everybody en masse, raping little girls to death, selling them into sex slavery, murdering their own daughters. And it's all cute. It's all funny. It's all trendy. In fact, let's take that little clip there I just pointed out and add to the bigger piece that Knight's about to put out, where we put all this in context. In context. Because it is just crazy town. And it's time to expose these monsters that are so anti-West, so anti-Christian, so anti-women, that they have this weird fetish to support the most radical, degenerate, viral, mutinous mutations of Islam. I want to hear the Muslims decry this. Jihad mom kisses tiny daughters, age 7 and 9. They look leaner than that to me. Goodbye. And sends them off on suicide bomb mission. Add this short little clip, too, so I clarify what I'm saying. They're younger. I've seen them blow up six-year-olds. You name them. They look like that. I guess they're so malnourished in the jihadi heavenly kingdom that it doesn't matter. I'm not somebody that talks about violence. I'm not somebody that shoots my mouth off. But let me tell you something. I'd love to get in a ring with that guy. I'd really love to get in a ring with him. And it's not out of a hateful feeling. It's wanting to protect those little girls. I guarantee you, I'd get that guy down and I'd beat his brains out. I'd imagine just punching him right in the eyes till his cheekbones break and just ram those eyes right into that brain. I'd punch him till my fist was a broken, bloody mess. I just have to say that. It just gives me a little bit of relief to fantasize. I'm not a sadistic person. That's a natural urge when a baby's being attacked by a monster to take that monster on. Whether it's a wildcat or some degenerate vampire like those children's mother and father. Oh, excuse me. Now, I'm not doing this for an infomercial. I'm going to get into the Obama reportedly calling and threatening to attack Russia. The story's up on Infowars.com. It's so important, and it ties into NATO's actual statement. So Steve Watson has reported it, and we've got amazing sources. Be sure to check it out for yourself. That's coming up. I want to get these guys back on the nightly news at some point. But the reason I did this, we get sent business ideas every couple days. And we have to pass on most of them because usually something's already patented or it's already out there or it's not original or we don't think it's feasible. And who knows what I know. But when I learned how young Justin, I guess it's Godsky, he can tell me, or Godsky if I'm pronouncing it wrong, at GetTrumpCards.com, and I'll plug where you can get them from them. We're selling them to. And, of course, a lot of companies wouldn't even make a Trump card. I was talking to them earlier. Bicycle wouldn't even make it. That's how controlled the economy is. So these cost them a lot to make. I mean, I'm getting them for like $8, $9 from them. And they cost $20. But it's got gold foil on them. You know, they're really fancy cards. And it's got Paul Watson. It's got myself in the InfoWars piloting a jet aircraft with the UN and Hillary after me. It's got a whole bunch of Trumps, obviously, and I think he does look pretty good imperial. I got to hand it to him. Most of the cards are Trump. It's got a lot of other people in there as well. So you definitely want to find out more about that. It's got Stefan Molyneux, Richard Spencer, Chuck C. Johnson, Trump, Nigel Farage, Trump's the clubs, Trump of Diamonds, Milo Yiannopoulos, Katie McHugh, and a bunch of other folks there. So it's exciting. I like it. And again, is this going to save the world? No. But young people like this, especially putting something out, becoming entrepreneurs, little bits of culture like this, taking back the culture wars, creating art, putting information out, celebrating our victories. Some great B-roll the folks shot. I hadn't seen this. It's just beautiful. It's got to be the prettiest card deck I've ever seen. Other than some hand-painted ones I've seen from the Middle Ages in a museum. Very, very stylish. They kind of go with the Middle Ages or Renaissance style of art. Very, very powerful. They're available at InfoWarsStore.com, or you can support these guys 100% and get them, again, on their website that I mentioned earlier. But I am excited to have them join us. I guess, I mean, I know one of you's names. I guess the other's your brother. You sure look alike. Introduce yourselves. Who's who here? The two-headed monsters, how you look. I mean, you look great, but kind of like a two-headed monster there from Jack and the Beanstalker. Was that Jack and the Beanstalker, another one there in your apartment? Tell us about this and introduce yourselves.
Start. I'm Justin. This is my brother Nick over here. We worked on the project together. We branded as the Kadesky Brothers. I had the idea and did all the like, logistics and website store setup, and he did like most of the art.
I did all the art.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, it's exciting, and I mean, I just want to say I saw the mock-ups you did and thought they looked pretty good, but man, with the gold foil and the way you laid these out, these look better than almost all the professional card decks I've seen out there, including fancy ones. So congratulations.
Thanks.
Thanks. That's why they cost $20, right?
Yeah, and we're really happy with the way the foil came out, like in the metallic inks, like we have one right here. And we weren't sure exactly how it was going to look, but like we're really happy with the way they came out.
Well, it's all original artwork. In fact, the back of the cards are great. Tell folks about the back of the cards as I show that to TV viewers and describe it to radio listeners.
Oh, yeah, like the back of the card, I based it largely off of like a traditional bicycle deck that you pick up at a store, like the normal kind of deck. So a lot of designs are based on that.
But it's
like
Trump. It's Trump at the White House.
Yeah. It's Trump at the White House.
I like how you have these ready before he got in the White House, too. You're already having them produced before.
Yeah.
So you were putting your money where your mouth was.
Yeah, we actually started this project. We launched our Twitter account like right before Super Tuesday, Iowa caucus. Yeah, right before Iowa caucus, and we just that weekend we talked to Milo in person because he went to a college near us, and that's how the entire project got started because he agreed to be in it, and then we got through him, we got Gavin, we got Lauren Southern, and so on.
Well, keep telling me about your views and you know how you woke up to the New World Order.
How did you start?
Well, I've been involved in politics probably since I was like in late middle school, earlier than a lot of my peers. I grew up with a computer. My dad's always been a computer, so I've always been like heavily connected. And I just stumbled upon politics, and I just was drawn to, I guess, you know, more right-wing ideas. I've been involved for a while now.
Yeah, we started off like ANCAPs, like, you know, like anarcho-capitalists, not like, the lefty, you know, sort of, anarchists, but like we came through, like Stefan Molyneux, like people like that. And, you know, that opened our eyes to a lot of, potential ways of setting things up and, like, you know, really, interested us.
Well, and now you're here on the InfoWar. I wish you a lot of success. What other entrepreneurial, ideas are you launching?
Right now, we're actually software developers, and I'm a software developer. He's a designer, and we're designing for a startup of ours. It's not really related to this, but we do want to get back to more political ideas as soon as we can. We think there's a big cultural shift. You know, as Andrew Breitbart himself says, is politics is downstream from culture, and that's something I think that people on the right often forget is that the lefties have a lot of control over art and a lot of control over culture. That's something we need.
It's completely artificial. There's no reason for that divide. It's completely artificial divide. It's because this is basically just the politics of it. And, and like how, like, everything is from Hollywood and how the, how there's control there over, like, what you're allowed to show, what you're like, you know, what messages you're allowed to send. But, there's no reason for that. I think it would be nice if, we saw a revival of like right wing art.
That's right. And what's the best website? GetTrump.cards?
Yeah, correct.
All right, GetTrump.cards. Now, I know Trump's famous about defending his image and things like that. I even hesitated, you know, putting out Trump as my president, but he's a public figure. We have a right to do it. I know he's aware of what I've done and hasn't had a problem with it. I know he's had a problem with other people putting out Trump decks that basically demonized him, but I think you've got fair use here. It's a deck of activists, including the president. He's a public figure. You got the permission of the other activists. I think you're completely covered here, but who knows? This is historical. Everybody should get it. You also have an art gallery, which I want to get some of this and hang it up. I like the fact that I'm the ace of diamonds. Is Gavin McGinnis the ace of spades?
Yeah, he's the ace of spades, yeah. He personally recommended for him to be the ace of spades because he has a tattoo on his arm that, you know, reference.
He recommended, which is fine, but Trump should be the ace of spades in this deck. I mean, I don't have a problem with Gavin. He's just so funny. I recommend, boys, that you make me the ace of spades because I have a tattoo of it. Oh, I mean, I love Gavin, but it should be Trump.
And he deserves it. I like Gavin, too.
Yeah, he does. But, I mean, Trump is the ace of spades. In fact, we've been saying that for a year and a half. Trump is the ace of spades. Let's put him up on screen. But I'm going to imagine you're going to have more permutations, aren't you?
Well, we thought about it, but, like, one of the things with the printing is, like, there's a, like, whenever you send in the art, like the final art, they have like a, it's kind of locked in because they create a plate and then they press the plate down like on the sheet. So like if like any changes that we would want to make to the deck would be like a lot more costly than just like sending another print through because of the way it works is set up.
No, I'm impressed. I want to have you guys back on. And like I said, send me some of the posters you've got as well. Very, very honored to be the Ace of Diamonds. And I appreciate your work, gentlemen. Again, gettrump.cards. I didn't know they had a card URL. That's
kind of... Oh, yeah, that's relatively new.
Yeah, just add
I got to get an InfoWars card right now, folks. Let's get it. Sure, somebody's already grabbed it. I can take it away, though, folks. Listen, I appreciate you guys. Great job. We also have the cards available, InfoWarsStore.com. Have a great Christmas, my friends.
All right, thanks. You too.
Thanks, you too.
And we'll have you back up. All right. I want the all posters. Right. That's what looks cool. Great artist.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010. It's not if, but when. What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts, even 401k. Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
here because it just came out the 18-wheeler yesterday. Two new T-shirts. People keep asking for an InfoWars crew shirt. And we've got one for the crew and one for everybody. It just says InfoWars.com on the back with a big symbol. InfoWars.com on the right-hand shoulder. And it says crew on the breast. We also have the Republic Defense Force that says press on it as well. Because it's an InfoWar. So very exciting to be seen, to meet like-minded people, to come together at events, and to support the InfoWar. The two new shirts are available at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, going back to the serious news, and we've got the crew in the TV studio. We're here in the radio slash news studio, the war room. Massive cyber attack could trigger NATO response. This is from Reuters a month ago. We have Hillary also saying it. And then now we have this report from InfoWars.com. Obama threatened Putin with war over election hacking conspiracy theory. And, of course, Putin said he got a call last week from Obama. Obama says he gave him a call. President used emergency red phone system to say, quote, armed conflict could ensue. Now, he goes through NBC reporting this and others. This is just incredible. But what's even more amazing is this is now official policy. So you've got the president basically threatening World War III, because that's where this goes, off of some CIA report Congress can't see. The head of all intelligence, Clapper, says it's fake. I've got CIA sources that are high up, and others do as well. This is bull. We told you a week before they admitted it was bull, it was bull. We told you the exact type of bull it was. Just like we told you Romney wasn't going to get it when they first announced it. I don't know who we're talking to that would know these things. Anyways, I can't lie. I'm in the Twilight Zone. This might be the Matrix. This is just too cool. I'm sitting there with Leanne McAdoo. I'm looking at the Christmas tree here in Austin, Texas. We've built this operation to crush the enemy. We're just winning and winning. There's a total exuberance. The highest Gallup poll in 100-year history, in history, for exuberance and confidence in the economy. Just winning, 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 Leanne. What is going on here? Now Obama wants to turn it all over and have a nuclear war. But it's okay because he's liberal.
Sore losers. I don't know. Donald Trump said, I'm not going to get tired of winning. Winning feels great. What do you think about the fact that the sore losers are now saying that no matter how deranged we have to get, we must do everything we can to delegitimize Trump? It's just, why don't you do a little soul searching? Step back, figure out what you did to lose so badly. This is why we're probably going to have 8 years of Trump.
I agree. And what do you think of, have you seen the clip? Because I know you're getting ready for the news. Where I play, where she's on Oprah, the first tranny is on there, Michelle Obama, and she's, that's what Joan Rivers was friends with her and said she's a tranny, and then they killed her a week later, probably killed her. But seriously, the mainstream media keeps saying, I first said that. No, Joan Rivers did. What do you make of her saying we're all just dumb toddlers?
You know, I haven't watched her interview yet because it made me sick to my stomach, just the highlights that were coming out, her saying, oh, well, we brought hope into the White House, and now that we're leaving, there is no hope. Please, are you kidding me? Where is the hope? The country is in dire straits. Look, take a look around at the globe, and basically you're insulting more than half the country that wanted to make America great again and got Trump in office. We are filled with hope for the first time in quite a long time. A lot of people are. So, you know, to me,
because the globalists have been trying to demoralize us, so we give up.
Right.
It's even in the WikiLeaks where they want to demoralize us. These people are so creepy.
It's everything is opposite. It's the double speak, you know?
Let me ask you a serious question.
We have hope, but
we've
no
seen
hope.
The photos of her in the dresses with the big bulge, with, you know, the anaconda. I mean, I'm being serious here. Do you think she really could be a man? Because he admits he was raised by a tranny in Indonesia. There's all this weird stuff. Why do you think Joan Rivers said she's a tranny and then died?
I do not believe Michelle Obama has a codpiece. I don't believe it.
What is the giant bulge?
I think it's fake news. I don't know. Maybe she has incontinence or something. I don't know.
Oh, a diaper.
I don't
Leanne,
know.
Leanne, do you know what I'm doing right now?
I'm unsure.
I am trolling the MSM. You understand that? I want the big story over Christmas to be Alex Jones, the fake news guy, says she, you know, says has she's Long Dong Silver.
Long Dong. Family show. Show.
What? I'm talking about Long John Silver.
Yeah.
You ever seen that story? Treasure Island? Ever seen that movie? I'm going to stop. I'm trolling media. I apologize, Lord Arpin. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
They're going to take everything out of context.
Sorry.
I can't wait to get to this actual fake news topic.
Because that was satire media. That was satire.
So you don't think Michelle Obama has a codpiece?
No, she just looks like a man like Rachel Maddow. All right, we'll be right back. There's nothing wrong with that.
Mysteries of the universe.
She says we're toddlers. Okay, well, I can say, Mommy, Alex, that looks like a man. Look, Mommy, it has a wee-wee.
As reported by the Daily Mail, yet another Russian diplomat is found dead, this one at his home in Moscow just hours after the reports came of the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Ankara, Turkey. Peter Polshukov, 56 years old, he was found dead from a gunshot wound in his own home. He's reported to be a senior figure in Russia for the Latin American Department of Foreign Ministry. And here's what we know. This high-ranking Russian diplomat, he was found with gunshot wounds to the head, 56 years old, in his own home. The shooting was disclosed by REN TV. The news breaking shortly after the report coming of the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Ankara, Andrei Karlov. Now, the circumstances of this shooting remain very unclear, but what we do know is that police are examining all possible motives to his death. Two empty bullet wounds were found in the apartment in Belaski Prospect, and a gun was discovered under the sink in the bathroom, as reported by REN TV. Your latest update on the second assassination of a Russian diplomat in a spate of 48 hours. I'm Margaret Howell reporting for InfoWars.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
I was just telling Leanne, and she's a big Van Halen fan, too. We went to the same concert after we were kids. I saw the shirt and said, that's vintage, sweetheart. And she said, well, I got this back when I was a kid, though, when you were a teenager. And this one with the big eagle screaming in, like black arms, white front. I used to go to the big Monsters of Rock at the Cotton Bowl. And it would start, like, after they'd been going, like, 10 hours at night, about 8 o'clock at night. That's why Sammy Hagar always talks about, you know, it's 8 o'clock, it's time to go, in one of his songs. And but just, like, for 10 minutes with the lights off, you know, the drums, good stuff.
I love this Christmas spirit in this room here. So have you already shown what that is over there?
I don't know. This is what listeners send us, and no one gave me a note. I just walk in here and there's like some UN global government toy soldier.
Nutcracker.
And I mean, you know, and I thought it was like.
Let me see.
There you go. All right, let's get serious. We've got callers, Don and Chris and Joe and Chris and Ben. I'm going to get to all of you. Coming up in the fourth hour, who is hosting the fourth hour today? Roger Stone. Oh, my gosh, it's Wednesday, of course. Roger Stone. So he's gotten better. He was food poisoned. I wonder if he was actually poisoned. Now, I've been poisoned before. I never really told people about that, but a couple times. Not too fun. Let's just say I don't drink things people give me at public events anymore.
Right.
Or if somebody's wearing gloves, don't let them touch you. I'm serious. This is the stuff we do. It's usually just to really to make you sick.
Bump into you on the street.
That's what they do, yeah.
You end up dead in the bathroom a few hours later.
They're like, oh, Alex, you're not that important. Oh, yeah, right. I'm not saying I'm that important, but let me tell you, we're in the middle of some crazy stuff. What's up, dude?
Okay. Director Rob Dew.
We started screwing around, and now Dew brought in the real nutcracker.
The real nutcracker.
Remember the company that had this nutcracker?
Hillary Clinton.
It doesn't talk anymore. Well, she coughs. She doesn't talk. The new nutcracker coughs. All right, let's get serious, because I wanted to round table this today.
Well, one of the top topics we've got here, everyone.
Yes, well, I wanted to hear from you how you would dub this year, what you're concerned about. Will Trump get into the next 29 days? What do you make of Gallup saying the most exuberance and confidence ever recorded? The globalists trying to raise interest rates to plunge all that. What's going to happen next year? Just in brevity. You know, the big topics. And, of course, we've got the rest of the crew in there as well. Introduce we've got the other crew in there.
Well, we have Ashley Beckford and Owen Schroyer joining us from the nightly news, you know, backup studio there.
We need to give ourselves names in the studio because we're going to go, what do we call that thing? It's the nightly
the
news studio. This is the war room, and that's the radio studio.
Yes.
Studio Alpha.
Studio Alpha.
You guys are in Studio Alpha. We're in Studio Bravo.
I like that's that. Right. Alpha Bravo.
Alpha Bravo.
Tango.
I like it.
Tango is the radio studio.
They've officially been named.
Alpha Bravo Tango.
I like it.
Alpha Studio. Bravo Studio. Tango Studio. Seriously, though, who wants to go first? What do you think the biggest event of this year is going to be so far?
Well, I would just like to say, Alex, I'm glad to see you loosened up today. You've been working so hard lately, and you've been so tight. It's nice to see you with a smile on your face today and having a good time. So I just want to say that. But, you know, you were talking about fake news and trolling the mainstream media, Alex. I'm not sure if you're aware of the biggest troll ever on Twitter, perhaps, today. Hashtag boycott Delta. This guy, Adam Saleh, gets kicked off of a Delta flight and claims it's due to racism because he was speaking Arabic on the plane. This hashtag has been the number one hashtag showing up on Twitter on my account all day long. This guy is a YouTube prankster. He has multiple videos on his YouTube page with millions of views. He's got over 2 million subscribers where he goes on flights and pranks people on the flights with a towel on his head, a turban, counting down from 10 in Arabic.
Which the kid did at the school with the clock counting down.
Right.
Looks like a bomb. The cops say, tell us what it is for 30 minutes. He won't. So they arrest him. What the hell? He's got like, looks like a bomb counting down. You won't say what it is. And then they turn it into his victim. Turns out his dad's a big globalist, Islamist stunner. Right. And all these women come out later and admit, nobody attacked me because I'm Islamic. No, it's the Islamic folks getting their little daughters ready to suicide bomb. Did you see that footage earlier?
The woman who sent her daughter in and said goodbye?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that
really
was sick.
Sad.
That was really sick.
Well, and I think just kind of, you know, getting to the story, it is going to be these race hoax, race crime hoaxes, as well as the fake news, because this story that Owen brings up, it was like the number one trending thing, and the mainstream media just went with it immediately. Oh, we have another Delta kicked this guy off the plane for speaking Arabic too loudly. We have a race crime here. Don't even do any fact-checking on it. Totally just fake news in it.
How about everybody has their larynx removed? That way no one can say, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
Well, I mean, the thing is,
like you.
This is fake
you
news
have big
in action.
Balls.
Is that if someone reports a hate crime, if they're a victim of a hate crime, they're Muslim, they just run with it. They don't even do any fact checking. Meanwhile, almost immediately, people are pointing out this is a YouTube star who is known for making these viral videos.
Look at this guy.
He does fake anti-Muslim racial profiling.
Yeah, he goes on like, hala mahala, hala hala, 10, 9, 8, mahala, and then he doesn't get in trouble. That's yelling fire in a theater. Well, but they'll turn it around to the horrible racist people. There was a guy running around screaming, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad, counting down from 10. What the hell? Ashley Beckford, do you have any comments on this?
Yes, I was going to just agree with Leanne and just point out that it is really crazy that the mainstream media knows that this guy is a YouTube prankster, and they're not even going to point out that fact and realize, maybe we should do a little investigation on this.
You know, I saw this morning, too.
He's a comedian and an actor.
And at first they were saying it was real, and earlier I was looking. They're still, so what you're saying, actually, is they're still running with it, even though it's not, even though it's fraudulent?
Right.
Well, exactly. Yeah, that's the biggest trend, like Leanne was saying, of this year is the fake news. Basically, this is the death knell of the mainstream media. People are realizing they really can create their own platforms. They can go out there. They can get the real news. They can create the real news just by reporting on what's going on in their local area. And this is one of the ways that we've seen today where people have pointed out, hey, this is a YouTuber. This is a prankster. Why is this being, you know, reported as mainstream media news as if it's something real.
So they've really been caught in giant fake news because they know he's fake, but they're still going with it, spinning it around like Muslims are the victims when they're the ones blowing the planes up. They're intimidating other Muslims that aren't extreme. We're supporting the good Muslims by trying to go after the really radical ones that have taken over Islam. And I was watching the video when you guys were playing a clip, and I saw some earlier today. The plane is Hispanics, blacks, white people, you name it. They're folks that look like they're Muslims, too, are getting up and concerned. This isn't racial.
Right.
This is a guy speaking in Arabic, counting down from 10, acting weird.
At a time of heightened terrorism in this country, you shouldn't be trying to make a viral YouTube video that you know is going to be making people uncomfortable, period. And Owen actually has some of his other videos where you can see the type of viral videos that he does. It's all these
hoaxes. We should do a report on him right now. Can we pull up his channel? Owen, what is it?
It's Adam Soleil Vlogs. Adam Soleil Vlogs. And he's got thousands of the... I mean, he's literally a YouTube prankster. Like, that's what he does. He pranks people on YouTube.
And by the way, what NPR will do is they'll have somebody like him on and say, I'm fake like Alex, and this is how we do it. That's how they're doing it. They're saying we're fake when it's mainstream media that's doing all this.
Well, think about all of the race crimes that have turned out to be hoaxes here.
Just the latest thing with the Muslim women was all fake.
Exactly. I've got attacked by a Trump supporter, and turns out it was either fake or it was people who were busting Hillary Clinton supporters.
By the way, this guy looks Arabic. I mean, is he even trolling that?
I think that he actually is genuinely of some Arabic descent and speaks Arabic.
Mm-hmm.
But to be honest with you, look, the guy in a sense is a comedic genius. I mean, he totally plays off the ignorance of all the people on Twitter.
I know, but see, he also knows they'll just use us to take our rights as well. So he'll
he's got videos like
32 million views. Again, this is why the mainstream media is dead. The guy has videos with 30 million, 20 million, 10 million views. So do we. But we're covering serious stuff. This guy's pretending to blow up airplanes.
Right,
of course he's got 30 million views.
Oh, I got
it. I don't think this is legal.
I got racist.
Let me tell you something. You get on an airplane like this, start doing countdowns and speaking in Arabic and gibberish, I'm going to kick your ass.
There needs to be some consequences.
I'm on there with my kids. You are going to have your... I mean, I'm not acting tough here.
No, it's...
Let me tell you, somebody starts doing this crap with me, I'm going to tackle your ass.
Well,
and it's not going to be my fault when I knock your teeth out, because I thought you were trying to blow the plane up. I don't think this is funny.
No, it's not funny at all. There definitely has to be some repercussions for it. And, you know, just the fact that Delta is now kind of scrambling, people on the plane are saying, that didn't happen at all. He wasn't even on a phone call with his mother. What are you saying?
I'll tell you what we do. We got to start hijacking all these pranksters, people. Take their stuff, review it so we can copyright cover it, and then viral all their info, feedback loop, taking their energy from them and then blasting them with it so that they can't get away with this stuff. Because the guy, I mean, if he wants to come on and explain himself, maybe I'm wrong. But just as a first glance, this makes me angry.
Yeah,
I mean, if I was on a plane with a guy going 10, 9, 8, he's like, hold on, hold on, hold on, you'd be like, what the hell?
Well, and if you think about it,
if he's on a plane with an air marshal, he's going to be lucky he doesn't get shot.
Exactly. Right. Well, and that's the thing is anyone can get kicked off a plane if you've been asked to shut your phone off and you refuse. If you're talking too loudly, you're being...
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, deca, 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 deca.
Yeah, you're going to get kicked off the plane.
How dare you kick me off? You're a racist. Don't kick me off.
We have people that have been tackled on planes.
Do that again, Owen. You look like the guy from Team America where he's like, do this. You know, wave your arms like this.
Daga, daga, unhama muhad.
He's like, save me, they're killing me. Like, what's he doing?
Allahu Akbar. What is wrong with you? Why you kick me off plane? Why you kick me off plane? I just speak Arabic and say 10, 9, 8, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I just say, it's like another kid. Look, he has
this, you open this briefcase, all these wires and dials and stuff. You're like, 10 is counting down. What's the countdown mean, son? I will not tell you. Infinite.
Yeah, like, here's what he's going to do next. He's going to go onto an airplane and he's going to like rig it up so that it somehow like busts open and like wires and crap goes flying everywhere. And then he's like, oh, you know, nothing, no big deal. And people are like, okay, you got to get off the plane. You're like, racist.
Exactly. Yeah. If you wanted to get a good settlement.
By the way, the media is saying people were racist to a Muslim. Was he saying that himself?
Honestly,
I'm sure he was saying racism was yeah, the reason why right, he believed he was kicked off the plane. But what I'm saying is, you know, all jokes aside, I really agree absolutely with you guys. But the bottom line is this. It's actually affecting all of us when they do things like this. When pranksters, you know, are being promoted by the mainstream media as if it's real news, exactly, it affects right, us. Today, I have two articles here that were linked on the Drudge Report. LAX evacuation updates. Some flight delays reported following brief evacuation after suspicious bags found at three terminals. You also have, you know, so many different ways that they're blocking off the Christmas markets now. Instead of, you know, creating actual borders outside of the country to minimize this immigration, they're creating all these checkpoints and basically different ways of bordering off people at these Christmas markets.
They're setting up because right, they're police states, checkpoints like in Israel. Instead of controlling the border, they're turning us all into slaves. Great
exactly,
point.
As a prison planet, you know, as we promote here. And we really need to, like you said, definitely get a hold over this fake news. We can't have so many people promoting this fake kind of stuff because this is how it affects the average person. When you're just trying to travel with your family, you don't know what's going on. And then you have someone doing something like this. It just creates a lot of different security concerns for everyone else.
Now, I agree. See, it's like fire in a theater.
I'm telling you guys all the time that I want you to pop in at least an hour every day. David, Ashley, you know, all the other great folks, Margaret, yourself, Darren McBreen, I mean, the control room crew makes great points. I want to, because I would have never gone here. I knew about this, but I was so focused on World War III, Obama wants to start, and, you know, suicide bomber little girls, that we didn't point out the media knows this guy's fake. They're still running with it to create guilt about the Muslims because they're trying to cover up them blowing up stuff and stabbing people and shooting people and driving 18-wheelers over people. And right, it's just like such a frickin' psyop. So I'm glad, I think every day, at least 30 minutes to an hour, I've got to bring you guys on to kind of inject all the other news you're back there looking at, just stewing in for the nightly news.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you've got a lot to get to with all these stacks of paper on your desk, so we can certainly...
Well, speaking of that, I got callers here. I want you guys to all pop in as we take these calls a little bit in the next hour, then the great Roger Stone's taking over. But double check and make sure he's not too under the weather, but I'm sure he's going to be here. Is the word is... He's doing it. He's doing it. Okay, good. I hadn't checked. He was just real sick with food poisoning or whatever it was. He thinks food poisoning. But I want to go to some of these callers, Don and Chris and Joe and Chris and Ben. But just briefly, Leanne, and then, of course, are you guys there in the, what is it?
Bravo
studio. Alpha Bravo Tango. That's right. So you guys are in the Bravo studio. Do you think they're going to try to stop Trump in the next 29 days after this whole fiasco we just witnessed?
I think that what they're going to try to do is take it out of their own hands and kind of do the same thing we've been seeing with sending protesters out there mm-hmm. or trying to intimidate the Electoral College, something that puts it out of their hands, or like Hillary Clinton making Jill Stein ask for the recount, totally a fraud. So they're going to use foils.
They're going to use minions.
Exactly. And I think it's going to fall short. I don't think they have the support that they thought they had. I don't think they have the hearts and minds of Americans totally wrapped up like they thought they had.
I agree. Look at how Hillary got
lost electoral votes. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Taken away from her.
Ashley? Absolutely. I agree that they're still going to try to make strides whatever way they can. It seems like almost every week they're coming up with a new strategy. They're so delusional. These Hillary Clinton supporters or Bernie Sanders, I'm not sure who it is, just basically agitators who are coming in, communists, you know, well, basically.
We call them toddlers. I mean, Michelle calls them toddlers. They act like toddlers. They're right. The toddler brigade.
Right. Sore
exactly.
Social
the
justice
toddler
weaklings.
Brigade. They're still crying. They, you know, still haven't, you know, accepted that Donald Trump is the president-elect. He's been, you know, confirmed by the Electoral College to just let it go. He's going to be our president. We need to, you know, keep our minds open, our eyes open, mm-hmm. you know, and accept him, but also, you know, criticize
exactly.
anything that
we're the loyal opposition. We've got to keep him on the right path.
Exactly.
Ashley, let me ask you this question. How upset do you think they are now? They admit they are that the economy finally is coming back and they're panicking.
Oh, they're completely up in arms about it. I mean, I don't know if Dow ended up going over 20,000, but I've been watching over the past few weeks. And I actually saw a tweet today, and I believe that since Trump has become president, president-elect, we've actually increased $1 trillion in our stock market. So
Exactly, and Krugman is panicking in the New York Times. Exactly. He's been saying the economy's great under Obama.
He's a joke.
Now he's saying it's bad.
It's all fake news.
Owen?
Well, I believe the Dow did hit 20,000 for the first time ever.
Right.
And then it's hit like in a record like 11 or 12 times since Trump got nominated.
That's racist.
But it will. It is racist. Everything's racist now. But back to what you were saying earlier, Alex, I think that what they would really love, I think that what they're really stewing here over, what they're really, you know, Mr. Burns, excellent. They would really love to see someone actually try to shoot Donald Trump. I really think they've had every major newspaper calling for it.
Nobody gets in trouble.
Laughing about his plane crash.
If I said put a bullet in Obama, which I wouldn't do because I want to turn him into a martyr, they'd arrest my ass and they should. Exactly. Why have they get away with this?
Right. It's insane. It is absolutely insane.
And then I'm supposed to just, you know, again, the whole establishment's against him. And then people ask me, he's the establishment now. How is it being the establishment? The entire establishment is running around like chickens with their heads cut off, from the communist Chinese
That's why Oberman's
to
the resistance
Pope
now.
To Oberman going, Russians come, war with Russia, war on Trump. Get to the chopper. It's a trap.
He's a very, very war man.
We'll be back. Stay with us.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
The next stop that we make will be enough. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Let's go to that camera shot where we got those two great reporters in there. Just look at them. No, no, not us. Some good-looking reporters
Studio
in
Bravo.
There. They really do. Good old Owen and Ashley kicking butt. Love train.
Trump train.
Yeah.
Get our own version of it.
No, I mean, look, Trump's not going to be perfect, okay? But the guy's like a fossil, basically, of Americana. He wants to make everybody wealthy. He's very aggressive. He wants to dominate all these globalists.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see what he does. But overall, I like what I'm seeing so far.
Right.
But getting off that subject, anytime you guys want to pop in, I want to start doing this every day. Or at least 1 hour of the show, we just do this big roundtable. I've been wanting to do this the whole time. Mm-hmm. But I get so focused on guests and news. I get so serious. We should sometimes just have some fun.
Even
though we're talking about assassinations and World War III and all the rest of it. But let me just ask you all this, and then I'm going to Ben and everybody else. What do you make of NBC News reporting and others that Obama basically threatened military action against Russia? Right. And the left's all proud of this, like, good, let's have a war because they got Trump elected. Are you people crazy? Number one, that's not true. Number two, Russia's not doing anything to us, you lunatics.
Well, I think they're really revealing their true colors here because we have Chris Hayes coming out saying, you know, no matter what, no matter how deranged it is, no matter what kind of disinformation we got to put out there, we have to delegitimize the president-elect Donald Trump. We have to delegitimize. So they're okay with shutting down the First Amendment and then calling everyone else fake news. They're okay with putting out these filters, news filters. It's like the Ministry of Truthiness has been rolled out. Like, how much do they hate this country that they're willing to do whatever it takes?
I agree. Ashley, what do you think? What do you think?
Well, I think that actually Obama was just itching to use this red phone because we know when he got into office, he said, I have a pen, I have a phone. This was actually the first time that Obama was actually able to use the red phone system, which actually sends an encrypted email relating to cybersecurity issues.
That's right.
So he's just trying to, you know, dominate.
They only use it in case of war. That's right. In fact, using the red phone is a threat itself.
Mm.
He wants his legacy. He wants to go down just as Hillary Clinton did as being the one who started this World War III, who restarted the Cold War and made it a hot war with Russia and, you know, basically bring down America. That's the whole thing. However you can bring down America, and especially since the Chi-Coms, you know, believe in communism, they're atheists and everything, that's the kind of regime he wants to bring to America.
We got
to
bring that word Chi-Com back because that was gold reporting. She's on
Thank
fire.
You.
No, it's absolute veritas. Ben in Michigan, thanks for holding her on the air. What do you think about all this?
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, thank you so much for your patriotism and your service as a...
Brothers, I thank you. We're in this all together. Go ahead.
I wanted to ask you, what do you see as the end game to this net censorship fake news garbage? If Trump's going to be president in February... won't he just reverse all that? Or
well, the problem is these are private tech. These are private tech companies. You got Euro and China doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, you know, isn't going to be a dictator. I don't want him to be, but he's got to kind of organize the people to put pressure on companies not to do it. He can be the leader and do that constitutionally. But they want net censorship, net IDs. They want registration and licensing for journalists. They want fines and fees. Everything you see in Europe now is coming here. They want a global social score where they downvote you if you're not a good little minion. Mm-hmm. Owen, guys.
Well, yeah, it's, I mean, you don't have Zuckerberg there building up a whole separate Facebook platform so that he can get into China. Obviously, they're going to use those same sort of tactics here.
They admit they are.
Exactly.
And that's what's crazy for me, Owen, and others, is that China's in our news lecturing us and admittedly helping get the fake news. A foreign communist are helping shut down Americans? But I agree with what you were just saying, caller. This is a collision course because the president's here. We're rising. They're still, though, here. It's a civil war.
Right.
We're in a civil war. It's a high-tech civil war. It's an info war. They're losing it. They want it to get physical. Back in 70 seconds, Infowars.com/show. Great points, Ben. More calls straight ahead. And then Roger Stone. Stay with us.
Nations Radio Network.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
It's 3 a.m. and the hitman knows he's been cheated.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You know, I'll do a raised fist to the globals. People say, what's that communist symbol? They did that 100 years ago. I'm taking the raised fist back, and we're going to resist the globalists. That's our symbol. It's like saying the Illuminati is the Jacobins in France and Germany. Illuminati just means enlightened. That's our term. We're taking it all back, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. All right. We've got Ashley Beckford. We've got Owen Shore. We've got Liam McAdoo here, and a few more calls we're going to take. Appreciate folks calling. I want to say, have a blessed, safe, great Christmas coming up. Obviously, David Knight's going to be here tomorrow. I'll be popping in with some reports. I love these roundtable reports. So just, I'm telling the producers, every day I want to get reporters in here. This is awesome. That's why he's built all the new studios and stuff. Dawn in Kentucky, thanks for holding. You're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. Hi, crew at InfoWars. I just want to say, Alex, one thing is, thanks for that Prostagard. That stuff is great.
Well, thank you. I mean, it's just good for the obviously that. I mean, other glands. It's the strongest formula out there for less price than others.
Well, I bought some for my husband, and I recommend, ladies, get your husband some. That stuff is just great. All your products we've got are great, but that one.
Absolutely. Well, I like the face that Ashley was just making. We got to cut to that camera. Well, you gotta keep the equipment running there, don't you?
That's right. Use it or lose it.
I think Obama is going to try and start a war before. And I've seen this coming even during the elections. They kept talking about Russia, and the worse Hillary was doing, the more they talked about it. And then after the election, it was even more. And
maybe that's why I'm so happy. Maybe the world's about to end and Jesus is coming back. We're all going to be dead. Maybe for Christmas, Obama blows the planet up.
Okay.
It'll be okay because it's liberal.
I'm all right.
I guess that's just thinking.
Great point. I mean, you know, we sit here joking. I think we've kind of hit peak insanity now.
Right.
So I'm just kind of like, at this point, I mean, he's like calling up on the red phone, threatening to attack Russia.
Well, I think that's why they're all hands on deck, that they've got to delegitimize Trump no matter how deranged it gets, how much disinformation they put out there, because there is this potential. Obama wants that Russian report on his desk before he leaves. What if he comes out and says, indeed, it's Russia, the election is invalid? And everyone in the country's, you know, okay with it because they've been watching the fake news.
And now we know he's threatening military action, probably killing that ambassador.
Right.
Trying to, like, poke Russia.
And let's rewind the clock back. Remember during the campaign cycle, Obama did not want to mention Russia. He did not want to mention the WikiLeaks. He didn't even want to touch that. So what did he do? He had his minions like Joe Biden and other people of that ilk come out and say, Russia hacking, Russia hacking. And then he comes out now and says, well, we've been talking and reporting about Russian hacking. We've known about this for 6 months. We've been telling you about this. No, your minions were telling us about this because you didn't want to touch the topic.
Exactly. Let's jump to one more caller. We got Joe, Chris, and I'll try to get to these coming up. I'm going to go a little bit into, you know, I'm going to introduce Stone here. But Joe in New York was talking about the next event. They've been attacking Trump. What's the next event, Joe?
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I think it's the first time I got through in about 9 years of listening. But I think that we're kind of missing the point when you remember back in the 2008 election, Obama said, I'll have more flexibility, you know, after the election. Maybe he was talking about that election, but maybe, you know, this is really where he has more flexibility with Putin. And, you know, as much as I want to believe that he's going to be a good guy, I mean, he's still an active participant in the Syria war. He's, you know, still sending troops there.
Oh, he's attacking Russia, basically. I mean, he's crazy. I mean, look who he's advised by. Brzezinski's completely insane.
He's out there playing golf when there's terror attacks going on. I mean, he's deranged.
With 1 month left in office. 1 month, and he's going to hit the golf course.
Terror, every time someone gets their head chopped off, he's like, oh.
Great point, Joe. I'm going to hold you guys over to say hi to Roger Stone, all of you. But real quick, Chris in Georgia, what's the next event?
Alex, just one quick question for you.
Sure.
You keep mentioning the elites are trying to kill Donald, but since Pence is far more establishment than Trump, I mean, pro-TVP, isn't that certain?
Yeah, I mean, I think Pence has done a lot of good things. Overall, very conservative. I wouldn't call him super establishment, but he's definitely an establishment Republican. A lot better choice than some of the others. That's a good question. We should ask that coming up. Thank you, Chris. And then Chris in Virginia wants to talk about the next step, and then also Charlie. But we're going to come in and say hi to Roger Stone, bring up a few issues with him, then hand the baton. He's always got a loaded broadcast when he hosts the fourth hour. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
Paul Krugman wants you to know that he is smarter than you. He's an American economist, distinguished professor of economics, and writer for the New York Times. Yesterday, Krugman posted a short article on his Twitter account warning America about what he calls Trumponomics. He says to join the Trump administration, you have to be a white nationalist and, here comes the C word, a conspiracy theorist. Most of us living outside the Matrix know better than to take Krugman seriously because he's been wrong so many times in the past. It was Paul Krugman himself who predicted back in 1998 the drastically slow growth of the internet. And I'm going to quote him here. By 2005, it will be clear that the internet's impact on the economy has been no greater than the fax machine. And you can learn more about Paul Krugman's liberal logic right now at InfoWars.com.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I am going to hand the baton to Roger Stone, who every Wednesday hosts the fourth hour. We're going to get him some liners made soon. We're going to be adding some other talk show hosts here to the InfoWar, what we call InfoWars Live as well. Now I'm about to punch out. I've got Ashley Beckford, Owen Schroyer in the other studio. We're here in the Alpha studio, Leanne McAdoo. But I wanted to bring this up to Roger Stone because I love Christmas. I love the holidays. I love spending time with family. I love spending time with the crew. We're all having a pretty good time. Donald Trump's elected, Gallup says. It's the highest level of confidence in business and individuals ever recorded in Gallup's 100-plus year history. They call it Trumpforia. Tens of billions of dollars every week are being announced of new jobs coming back in because we don't have a president who's out to get us. But meanwhile, 2 months ago, Hillary, Obama, and the head of NATO, I'm looking at Reuters right here, massive cyber attack to trigger NATO response, Stoltenberg, head of NATO. They went on to say in the fourth paragraph that the new policy of NATO would respond to a cyber attack with conventional weapons. It says conventional weapons. Now it's being reported. It's up on Infowars.com. There's also an NBC report that Obama, when he called the red phone last week, said we could militarily strike you with no proof that there was actually a Russian hack when we have the Chinese communists, the Saudi Arabians, everybody else bragging that they gave, in the case of the Saudis, 20% of the money to her. This is unbelievable. So Roger Stone joins us from his studios. And I got to say, he's amply dressed up like a James Bond either villain or I guess MI6 officer. But he does look like he's dressed up, you know, to try to repel a death squad assault. So it's kind of best of times, worst of times here. We got the Christmas trees and all the fun. And meanwhile, with 29 days until the seating of Trump, you have all this great stuff happening while the left goes into total insane asylum behavior. MTV launches videos saying whites are inherently evil. They withdraw the video. It seems like they are melting down. The problem is they've got the nukes for 29 days. I'm told by my Pentagon sources and CIA sources and other sources that there are folks as high up as you get. So I put generals in waiting for them to try a counter coup, and it's going to be. And we don't want that, but that's what we're seeing. There's all articles that I'm saying a rogue group of CIA could try to kill him. When they call him a KGB agent or an FSB agent, that's what we're talking about. I think the next 29 days are the most important in human existence. Roger Stone, no need to respond back. I just want to hand the baton to you and get your response to that, my friend. I know you have a loaded roster here today.
Well, Alex, you're exactly right. You see, the Russians did it gambit has failed. As the InfoWars site shows today, 29% of the people, not even a third, believe this canard. So despite the very best efforts of the Washington Post, the New York Times, former acting CIA director Mike Morrell, current CIA director John Brennan, special focus on those two in my upcoming book, by the way, The Making of the President 2016, they have failed. This entire gambit, this coup d'etat aimed at the electorate has failed. And now they would like to plunge us into war before Trump can get sworn in. This belligerence, this neocon bravado, is an absurdity. This is why Trump is for detente, and he'd like hard-headed negotiations and peace with the Soviets, with the Russians, I should say.
Well, my friend, again, I'm going to let you get to your big show you've got lined up, but I would imagine you agree with me that this is front and center, a clear and present danger of the highest order. I mean, they're saying, from Keith Olbermann to Maddow, just Russian scum foaming at their mouth, beating the tables, just calling for war. It's total insanity. I believe that these are megalomaniacs who cannot stand the fact that they have been removed and are clutching on. I know, obviously, Trump's aware of this, but just talking to Owen and talking to Ashley and, of course, Leanne, any other points or questions? And we're going to hand this over to Roger Stone.
Well, I think that they've been building this for a while, Alex. Joe Biden said that we will respond with a physical attack to a cyber attack just as a general statement a few months ago. Didn't mention Russia or anything, just a general statement. We will respond to a cyber attack with a physical attack. Now you got the red phone. You got the rhetoric from Obama. You got 29 days left. They don't want to hand over power. You know what's at stake. We all know what's at stake. Trump knows what's at stake. I think for you to say these next 29 days are some of the most pivotal in human history is perfectly
reasonable.
Remember
when Chile?
But sadly, most people don't understand that, Alex.
Was it Chile or was it? Yeah, it was Chile or was it Brazil? I always get mixed up with the Falklands War. I watched a documentary about it years ago. I remember watching it when I was a kid. The president was about to get removed from office, so he just launched a war to be popular. This is the oldest trick in the book, Roger Stone.
Yes, Alex, I think there's a lot to what you say. I'm particularly concerned that you've had these assassinations of three high-level Soviet, or I should say high-level Russian officials. one has to wonder whether that isn't some provocation mm-hmm. by the neocons. Now, I'm not a deeply religious person, but I believe in God and I'm a Christian. And I pray for Donald Trump every night because I think the easiest way to end this revolution would be to take out the leader. Mm-hmm. And I pray that he and his family will be safe through the inauguration and through the 8 years of his presidency.
Do you agree with me that claiming all this and activating COG and trying to start a war could be cover for civil unrest and a rogue group of the CIA or other group assassinating President Trump?
Well, part of the problem here, Alex, is I think that President Obama will only do those things that he think he can get away with. When only 29% of the people buy this whole Russian yarn about the hijacking of the election, I think Obama has to be concerned
sure.
that he doesn't have the kind of support in the country to pull off that kind of martial law, that kind of repression. I think the people would revolt.
I agree. People should call the White House, write letters, emails, and say, we know what you're doing, back off. All right, I'm going to hand the baton to you. Sorry to cut into the time. Roger, amazing job. Roger Stone.
Great to be here, Alex. Many thanks. All right, so we're going to move now to a very interesting matter that has come to my attention, and that is an article by Jacob Engels, libertarian activist in Orlando, Florida, who tells us that the Pulse nightclub victims, those people killed in the gay nightclub by Islamic terrorists, have brought a lawsuit against Twitter and Google and Facebook and YouTube because while anti-Islamic messages have been censored, no effort was taken to censor the very people who perpetrated this attack. So, Jacob, are you with us? I'm going to keep moving along. I recommend this piece, which you can find at the East Orlando Post. Actually, this piece was put up by Channel 13. This is part and parcel of the entire fake news and censorship campaign that Alex Jones has been thinking about. Jacob, are you with us now?
Yes, sir.
Great. So lay this out for us. We'll go to the end of the segment and we'll pick you up on the other side because this is a fascinating story and I think the InfoWars listeners and viewers need to hear it.
Absolutely. You know, what you've already said really hits home the point. These social media giants, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they have allowed the radical Islamic terrorists to use this platform. They have allowed radical Islamic terrorists to push their propaganda on these platforms, yet they're somehow more worried about censoring people like Alex Jones, yourself, Milo Yiannopoulos from Breitbart. So it's a really concerning double standard that they're having. They throw their hands up in the air and say, oh, there's just too many accounts. They're popping up all over the place. We don't have time. We can't stop the terrorists, but they absolutely can, and we've seen them do it. They censored so many people through 2016, conservatives, libertarians, free thinkers. So it really is not a valid excuse.
No, clearly they are using the back door to Google to censor alternative thought, conservative thought, ironically blaming us for fake news when they are the ones who are promulgating the fake news. This is one of the main reasons why I urge people to go to the InfoWars.com site and sign the petition so that we can make President Trump well aware of the fact the Congress is about to finance and fund what is in essence a censorship board where the government would ride herd over free expression and decide what's real and what's fake. Folks, this is a very, very slippery slope. So I urge you to go to the site and sign now. Those petitions will be presented to the president-elect in a dramatic way. So there can be no doubt that this issue is on his agenda, and he understands the effort to censor those who supported his candidacy or who reported news that was legitimate during the campaign and couldn't be silenced, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others who were playing the game.
Absolutely. But,
So let me ask you while we're at it, what is your view so far? I know you're of the more libertarian bent. How do you feel about the Trump cabinet to date?
I think President-elect Trump has demonstrated a unique ability to surround himself with not only business leaders, but leaders in their own realms. And what we often forget about his style, and I know you know a lot about it, but he is a great person. When he's reviewing these people for high-level positions, he's not necessarily most concerned about, do you have 10 degrees in this particular topic? He wants to know the full breadth of these human beings, of these individuals, and I think he's done a really good job so far. I'd like to see Peter Thiel become involved. I would love Ron Paul to become involved in some capacity, and I think he'll move towards picks like that as we get closer to the inauguration.
Well, of course, I'd like to see Judge Jeanine Pirro as the new FBI director. She could clean house there. I'd like to see Kimberly Guilfoyle go to the White House press shop to be the president's spokesperson. I'd like, of course, to see Judge Andrew Napolitano go to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, that's my dream team. A lot of people there from Fox, but nonetheless, good people, capable people with a real background. I mean, Jeanine Pirro was a career prosecutor, and she has a better and more finite understanding of the crimes of the Clintons than anyone I have seen on the air. By the way, you can go to Stone Cold Truth and sign the petition to charge Hillary. Anybody who thinks that we don't remember when liberals told us no person is above the law and that we are not going to press for a full investigation and an accurate cataloging of the Clintons' crimes, well, no justice, no peace. I am not going to stop raising this question. I think that we're going to learn more about the Clintons' crimes in early 2017, as the Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner treasure trove of documents becomes available. I actually saw, speaking of fiction, a terrific piece by John Podesta this week. I'm not sure which is worse, that Podesta is in denial about what just happened in the election, or that the Washington Post actually prints this crap. Because he actually says, for example, that there was a full investigation of Hillary, and they could find no evidence of lawbreaking regarding her email server. And it wasn't even close, his words. Actually, even the FBI director outlined her crimes and then announced to the shock of everyone she wouldn't be prosecuted because she was, at least at that juncture, above the law. He repeats again the canard that Paul Manafort, Roger Stone, Donald Trump are somehow in league with the Russians. The Russians were aiding the Trump campaign. Again, the exact same charge he made before the election, now making it again after the election. No supplemental facts. No evidence. Even PolitiFacts yesterday actually reports that there is no evidence whatsoever of Russian hacking in our electoral system. So the three-part campaign waged by the left, pounding the drum about the popular vote, pounding the drum about the recount. We're going to have voting expert and election law expert John Hagerty, probably the most respected guy in the Republican Party when it comes to these issues. He is the guy the Trump campaign sent, along with the team of others, to Wisconsin. He's going to tell us about the fraud that was the Wisconsin recount. We are going to also, I think, down the road, we're going to focus on my labor of love, the Making the President 2016, which I am rushing to get a manuscript to the printer, even as we speak. I do want to take a quick moment for a break because the inaugural will be upon us very shortly. And everybody in my crew, everybody in my family is wearing a Trump is my president t-shirt. This is the show of solidarity. You can go to Infowars.com and buy these. This t-shirt's going to end up in the Smithsonian, folks. Get it now because this is the original deal. Believe me, the trained eye will be able to tell the counterfeits. This is not a counterfeit. This is the original InfoWars shirt, and you can get it now. But if you want to have it by the inauguration, I suggest you go right to the InfoWars.com store. Now, I also want to mention that you have an entire super sale going on for Christmas. Two of my favorite products, Brain Force, which frankly there'd be zero chance I could finish this book manuscript without it. You wake up in the morning, you pop a couple of these, and believe me, it energizes you, it gives you mental clarity, it gives you focus. There would be no chance I could finish this book in time for the deadline without it. I also am a big fan of, I think it's DNA formula, I think it's bio-DNA, which I utilized recently for a little stomach upset. We'll come back and talk about that now, but free shipping, deep discounts on all of the best products at InfoWars.com. If you want them in time for Christmas, folks, you got to move. But this is a twofer. You can help the revolution, and you can buy these outstanding and carefully tested products. Alex Jones and the folks at InfoWars put nothing up on their site that doesn't have many, many testimonies in which they themselves have not tried and found to be efficient and well worth the money. Some of these are the purest forms you can get. Now, I'm one who has dabbled, you know, in herbs and natural supplements for many years. I'm a follower of Eastern medicine. Rarely have I seen the quality of the herbs that you can get on the InfoWars store. You can get watered down and diluted second quality online. Don't go for it, folks. This is the real deal. So let us continue. Do we have John Haggerty on hand? Why don't we reach out for him? And while we're waiting for that report, I do want to talk about what is coming in Washington because it is scary. We had an operative who infiltrated the J20 committee planning session. And let me go through what these folks have in mind because this is not some benign, civilly disobedient protest. They intend to march from McPherson Square to Columbus Square. They are going to march during the lunch period immediately after the inauguration, approximately 12:30. Their goal is to, and I quote, create a sense of crisis. They are going to harass inaugural visitors as they step off the metro stations. Multiple waves will be harassing Secret Service security checkpoints to the National Mall. Roving press protesters in the crowd will be using drums to break up the program. They intend to launch a pirate radio broadcast. Drones loaded with rockets to attack the parade are under consideration. Secret Service, take notice. Happy to share this with anybody from the service who wants to contact us. They are going to have roller derby women zooming through the cloud, knocking people over and disturbing order. Now, January 6th through 8th, they have their street medic training. January 8th, they have a huge mass meeting to plan this disruption. January 14th to 16th, they're going to be training their shock troops for violence. January 14th through 22nd, they converge on Washington in an effort to paralyze the city. Chinatown and K Street nonprofits have been opened for legal and medical assistance. Those are front organizations. And the affiliated groups here are Rising Tide North America. These people are behind the Dakota Pipeline protests. Showing Up for Racial Justice, S-U-R-J. And, of course, the ever-popular Black Lives Matter. This is the blueprint for disruption. This is the Alinsky plan. You're hearing about it here on InfoWars. This is what the forces of repression and censorship have planned. So we have our own event coming up on January 20th. It's the Deplorable, now moved to a much better venue at the National Press Club, January 20th. This is going to be the non-elite gathering for activists. This is where the Trump first team is going to go. So if you are at all planning on coming to Washington during the inauguration, and I urge you to do some because in numbers there is strength, well, then I strongly recommend that you buy a ticket to the Deplorable. Alex Jones will be there. I will be there. The great Mike Cernovich will be there. Many other outstanding speakers. This is the true people's celebration of the inauguration of Donald John Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. This is going to be a hot ticket. I know that of 1,000 tickets available, 500 plus have already been sold. So we are lucky to have some seats available. But folks, move quickly. If you want to hear Alex Jones, Roger Stone, Mike Cernovich, and others, and you want to stand up for Donald Trump during these protests to show that we have the proof. Now let me make one other point, if I may. We have the Charge Hillary petition at Stone Cold Truth. I urge you to sign that. It's important. It's at chargehillaryclinton.com. ChargeHillaryClinton.com. I want you to sign up there. Equally important, Alex Jones's petition on fake news. This is the single most important fight that we confront in 2017. It's the effort to silence us. And InfoWars is leading the campaign. So thanks for joining me here today on InfoWars. We'll be right back. I'm sitting in for the great Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As reported by the Daily Mail, yet another Russian diplomat is found dead, this one at his home in Moscow, just hours after the reports came of the assassination of the Russian ambassador in Ankara, Turkey. Peter Polshukov, 56 years old, he was found dead from a gunshot wound in his own home. He's reported to be a senior figure in Russia for the Latin American Department of Foreign Ministry. And here's what we know. This high-ranking Russian diplomat, he was found with gunshot wounds to the head, 56 years old, in his own home. The shooting was disclosed by REN TV. The news breaking shortly after the report coming of the assassination of the Russian ambassador to Ankara, Andrei Karlov. Now, the circumstances of this shooting remain very unclear, but what we do know is that police are examining all possible motives to his death. Two empty bullet wounds were found in the apartment in Belaski Prospect, and a gun was discovered under the sink in the bathroom, as reported by REN TV. Your latest update on the second assassination of a Russian diplomat in a spate of 48 hours. I'm Margaret Hell reporting for InfoWars.com.
Hey everyone, pharmacist Ben Fuchs here, host of The Bright Side, and as many of you know, I'm on a mission to help Americans get and stay healthy. You've all heard the shocking statistics. Despite spending trillions of dollars in healthcare, nearly $10,000 per man, woman, and child in this country, obesity, diabetes, cancer, heart disease, and autoimmune illnesses are rampant. One out of three or four people is dealing with some kind of health challenge, and everyone knows at least one person with a degenerative disease. If you are dealing with a health challenge, or if you're healthy and want to maintain your vigor and longevity, and you're looking for a convenient, easy way to incorporate nutritional raw materials into your day-to-day lives to guarantee that your body is getting the fundamental nutrients, the 90 essential vitamins, minerals, fats, and amino acids it needs to do its healing work, you need to check out InfoWarsTeam.com. Give your body the gift of good nutrition. Head over to InfoWarsTeam.com. Your body will be very grateful.
On the web at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Every time I get a chance, I listen to Roger Stowe on InfoWars. Roger's a badass MF.
Thank you. That wasn't really the Reverend Al Sharpton, but it sure sounded like him. Thanks for joining me again on InfoWars, sitting in for the great Alex Jones. two terrific appointments that didn't get isn't getting the kind of attention I think it needs, and I think answers the question that there are not loyal Trumpites be appointed to the administration. One is Monica Crowley, friend of mine of many years, a former top aide to former President Richard Nixon, a young woman who is a terrific writer, a non-globalist, a Trump supporter from the beginning, now going over to essentially be the director of information for the national security apparatus. And then also very happy to hear about, there she is, stunning, smart, and enormously capable. This could be one of Donald Trump's greatest hires. And then the other person, frankly, I'm most excited about is Larry Kudlow. Larry Kudlow played a central role in the formulation of Donald Trump's economic plan to move this country forward. He is a proponent of growth. He is a proponent of cutting the corporate tax rate. He understands that the same tactics that President John F. Kennedy and President Ronald Reagan used to move the economy forward through tax reduction can work again. And President Trump should not be talked out of his radical plan to move this economy. With Larry Kudlow there, I don't believe he will be. On the downside, I have read about the potential appointment of Richard Haass of the Council on Foreign Relations to the number two position at the State Department. For a myriad of reasons, I think this is a terrible idea. Let's keep an eye on that story and see if that really happens. Now I want to turn to John Hagerty, who joined me several days ago on the Stone Cold Truth radio show. An incredible interview that I really wanted to go into here. John Hagerty is among the most respected and knowledgeable experts on election law and recounts. And it was John Hagerty with a team of others, real professionals, who were sent to Wisconsin to manage the Jill Stein-generated, Hillary Clinton-backed, George Soros-funded recount. So, John Hagerty, welcome to InfoWars. Great to have you today.
Good afternoon, Roger. It's a pleasure to join you again.
So lay out for our listeners exactly what happened in Wisconsin and then give us a taste of Michigan and Pennsylvania, because based on everything I have read, the Clintonites, with Jill Stein fronting for them, never presented any evidence whatsoever of irregularities or undervotes, overvotes, nothing. Their entire complaint was based on two incredible arguments. One, that the machines could be hacked. When I said that before the election, they tried to crucify me. And that the polls didn't match the final results, so the final results must be wrong. Take it away, John Hagerty.
Well, that is correct, Roger. This was a baseless recount. And let me give you some background before we go to the specific states. So even though it's a federal election, state law controls the conduct of elections in each state. And each state is a little different in how they do things. So in Wisconsin, Wisconsin allows for a recount for any candidate if they're willing to pay a fee, and the fee is calculated on the number of votes and what the cost would be. So Jill Stein paid a fee of about $4 million to have a recount, even though she was the fourth-place candidate in Wisconsin. And she remained the fourth-place candidate even after the recount was over. So what she did was she dragged these hardworking Board of Elections officials, employees, who had just worked 4 months on a presidential election, and made them come in during the holiday season and spend 12 to 14 hours a day to recount the election in time for the Electoral College. The election system in Wisconsin is very professional, very professionally run. And in the end of the day, Donald Trump gained 131 votes and Jill Stein gained about 60 votes. And to give you an idea, we're talking out of over 3 million votes cast in Wisconsin, which that change translates into 0.006% change, which is nothing. So, at the, you know, even though she paid the fee, you know, it required taxpayer costs to do this recount, and it comes out in the end of the day to nothing. There were they really had no allegations. This was conjecture and pie in the sky belief. Desperation trying to because their refusal to accept Donald Trump as the president and that he had won Wisconsin. Jill Stein's people started this recount, and Hillary people participated, and it was obvious to us that there was some collusion and coordination going on. But the Democratic officials conducting the election thought it was a waste of time. So Wisconsin, the machines really couldn't be hacked in the sense they're not networked. These are paper ballots that are scanned by machine. So in the end of the day, what this recount did was it proved the accuracy of the system in Wisconsin because there was such minor change in the numbers. So basically what you had is you probably had some ballots that the machine couldn't read or the ink was too light. But it showed how accurate the system really is. So in the end of the day, Wisconsin conducted the whole recount really for nothing. And I hope the one thing Wisconsin does is change their state law so that there has to be some kind of mathematical trigger for candidates to obtain a recount. Like in New York State, for instance, it's statutory. Candidates have to be within one half of 1% to get a recount. It's not court ordered. It's not pay a fee. If it's within one half of 1%, it's that close, it's an automatic recount. And you can't get a recount any other way, and that's probably what they should consider in Wisconsin. Now let's go to Michigan.
Yes, please.
Go ahead, Roger. I'm sorry.
Tell us about Michigan.
Yep, let's go to Michigan. So Michigan, again, there were no specific allegations. And what really happened is the recount started for 4 days until the court stopped it, realizing what a farce it was. So I was in Wayne County, which is Detroit. And what you really saw in Wayne County and Detroit was irregularities that were really much that helped Hillary. You found that 37% of the city of Detroit's precincts tabulated more ballots than the number of actual voters that signed in the poll book, which is always an indication of something is wrong. But this wasn't hacking or postal. What this was stuffing the ballot box for Hillary. And so the way Michigan state law works is that a precinct cannot be recounted if the number of ballots doesn't equal the number of people in the poll book. Because if there's more ballots than people in the poll book, that means someone added ballots in afterwards. And these are all precincts that where Hillary won 90 to 95%. So the way Michigan state law is that it can't be recounted, that the election results on election night stand. And that's what happened in Michigan. The state court ruled that Jill Stein had no ability to bring this proceeding, that she was not an aggrieved candidate in any way, that it wasn't possible for her to win, and that she offered absolutely no proof to the court or the boards of election that something had happened. She was trying to make assumptions, and in fact, what will come out of this now is the state board of elections will conduct an audit onto Wayne County to see if it was human error or if it was actual fraud or negligence for the mismatch irregularities in Detroit. And very often, you know, in presidential elections with a lot of ballots, you have election day workers who work long hours and are poorly trained, and they make a mess of it. And pretty much that's what happened in Detroit. But again, no one was hacking any machines. No one was doing anything except maybe stuffing the ballot box a little bit. But again, in Hillary's favor. So in the end of the day, again, Donald Trump won Michigan.
All right, so the big three in their trifecta was Pennsylvania, a little more complicated, but tell us about that.
Yep, well, Pennsylvania, again, Trump beat Clinton about 44,000 votes out of 6 million cast, or less than 1%. So, again, what they did was, Pennsylvania state law is different than Michigan or Wisconsin. They allowed them to take a random sampling of some districts to see if there were irregularities. And then if there are irregularities or there are issues, then a court can allow a fuller recount. But they weren't able to show any irregularities. They weren't able to show anything that mattered that a recount should be conducted. So when it came time to put up or shut up, the Jill Stein people, in some ways the Hillary people, couldn't prove anything. You know, the judge actually called the suspicion of a hacked Pennsylvania election borders on the irrational. This whole thing was designed. It's really ironic that Jill Stein and also Hillary Clinton, and we created the term Clinton Stein in Wisconsin. We would call it the Clinton Stein recount. That all they wanted to do was prevent these states from participating in the Electoral College. That's what it was. It was actually to deprive voters in these states of their ability as a state to conduct their votes at the Electoral College. So it's total hypocrisy on their part, because this wasn't, Jill Stein's supporters knew they were never going to win anything. They just wanted to muck up the process and to try and cost Donald Trump electoral votes. And it's a shame. The good part is, in Wisconsin, the recount was conducted and finished on time so the Electoral College could vote. In Michigan, the courts, both federal and state courts, put an end to it, and the Board of Canvassers did. And in Pennsylvania, the court didn't take the bait from Jill Stein. So the good part is that the process worked. If you look since 2000, the Bush-Gore recount, many changes have been made in the election system. There've only been a very handful of close, big elections. And those handful were, you're talking about after a recount, were decided by less than 300 or 400 votes. In all of these states, you're talking tens of thousands of votes margin, yet we're still having recounts when everybody knows nothing is going to change. So the good part about these recounts is they showed that the improvements made to the election system after Bush-Gore have actually worked and made the election system better. You know, when they talk about Russian hacking, the Russian hacking is into campaign emails, John Podesta's emails. The election systems themselves are really not connected to the internet. And they, what these systems do is actually count paper ballots. They're scanning paper ballots. So in a situation where there was some question, you could go back and count the paper ballots.
No, even the proof that the Russians were hacking emails is thin, to say the least. We now know definitively that the famous DNC emails and internal documents came from a leaker, not from the Russians. I mean, that it's time to put that canard to bed. As you know, John, six Democratic parties sued Donald Trump and I in federal court, arguing that we had a massive plan to intimidate minority voters at the polling places. That lawsuit went all the way to the Supreme Court, who denied to hear it, declined to hear it. But after defeating David Boies, who was the hapless attorney who ran the Gore 2000 recount, we had to go into court simultaneously in six states on the same day. That's six different sets of lawyers. We are still paying off a legal debt. If you want to help, you can go to stopthesteal.org. We have a small debt there. We intend to pay everybody and all of our lawyers, because these folks did yeoman service. And our election day operations were unimpeded after the court spoke long and clear, saying that Donald Trump and Roger Stone had no plan to intimidate or otherwise harass minority voters or anyone else. What is, let me take a quick break here and we'll come back to John Hagerty. I want to remind folks that, Christmas will be upon us here shortly, and the Infowars.com store has some amazing products, at slash prices for this particular Christmas. The new Super Blue fluoride free toothpaste, is, $9.95. It's a deep discount. This stuff has been successfully researched across the board, and it doesn't have fluoride, which has many reported drawbacks. This is a pure, effective, naturally based toothpaste, and if you are, like me, an occasional cigar smoker, you need this product. Now, this has peppermint oil, iodine, nanosilver, and several other proprietary ingredients that make this an absolute bargain. So for this Christmas, for your stocking, jump over to the Infowars.com store as soon as we are finished and load up on this terrific product. You can also get Brain Force. You can get a number of other fine products. And, of course, the Trump is my president T-shirt we spoke to about later, earlier. So, John Hagerty, back to you. What is your feeling about the Trump cabinet? I know that you are a longtime Republican activist in New York, and that you were early Trump. How do you see the early appointments?
Oh, I think it's great. I think that most Republicans that I know and Trump supporters that I know that aren't Republicans are very enthusiastic that he is keeping his word and picking people from outside the establishment or outside of the box. I mean, you look at the quality of the military people he's selected to serve in his cabinet. They're incredible people. You look at the business experience of many of the business people. This is outside experience. This is common sense, everyday management type experience. It's not bureaucratic politicians, insider Washington type people. And that's what I think the voters wanted from President. That's what they want, this type of experience.
I'm in agreement, John. I think that the appointment of Rick Perry to energy is a perfect fit. I have long been a fan of Rick Perry. He has a tremendous record on energy issues and job creation in Texas, and I think this is the right job for him. Trump letting bygones be bygones with a real conservative and putting him on the team, I think, is a great appointment. Larry Kudlow, as I indicated, which I believe is in the pipeline, is the chairman of the Council on Economic Advisors, would be an excellent appointment. Monica Crowley, a superb appointment, an old pal of mine from the Nixon days, an exceptionally able person, a non-globalist, a nationalist, someone who gets the big picture. I'm very happy about Linda McMahon. This is somebody who's actually run a business. She's ideal for SBA, where I think the Trump administration really needs to put a giant effort on small business and minority business enterprise. Steve Mnuchin, I think is a reflection of Trump. Doesn't bother me that he was once at Goldman. Doesn't bother me that Bannon was once at Goldman. Doesn't bother me that this fellow Gary Cohn was once at Goldman. Trump has made this clear. It's his agenda. The people at Goldman Sachs have some enormously capable people. But make no mistake about it, the agenda is the Trump agenda, not the Goldman Sachs agenda. Of that, I am most confident. So, John Hagerty, thanks for joining us here at the Stone Cold Truth. We're going to talk in the last segment about Mr. Stone's international best and dressed list, which will be out January 1st. And you're never going to guess who's on it.
Thanks, Roger. Merry Christmas.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
This is Big Dave for PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Want to know what's really cool? Your charitable tax-deductible donation every time you play. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com, the feel-good gateway to fun and prizes. Play free. Learn our system. Get 50,000 free chips and play for prizes. Play for scholarships that benefit Caribbean students. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com. Take it from Big Dave. A win for you is a donation to Caribbean education. PlaceYourChipsCaribbean.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
There you go. Thank you, President Richard Milhouse Nixon. Privilege for me to be here sitting in for Alex Jones on InfoWars. Great show today. John Hagerty told us the truth about the Wisconsin recount. Jacob Engels filled us in on the attempts of censorship of the families whose loved ones died in the Pulse nightclub attack by Islamic terrorists. And, of course, the latest on the key Trump appointments. It's no secret to my friends that I am hunkered down in Florida, working furiously to finish the manuscript for The Making of the President 2016, How Donald Trump Orchestrated an American Revolution. Now, folks, this book is blunt. It is factual. It is documented. It is historic. And it is revelatory in terms of how Donald Trump, with the assistance of the alternative media, pulled off the greatest upset victory in U.S. political history. So you can go to Amazon.com. You can go to Barnes & Noble. Shortly, I believe you'll be able to go to Infowars.com to get a great price on this book. You can go to the Stone Cold Truth. I want to make sure that the mainstream media cannot ignore this book, cannot ignore the truth. This is going to have a lot of revelations about Hillary Clinton, things you still didn't know, things that you will find outrageous and incredible. And how Donald Trump had the instincts and the guile and the cojones to face down the entire media establishment and grab the U.S. presidency. And how, to this day, they will not let him have his victory. They seek to delegitimize his presidency with phony recounts, with assaults on electors, with stories calling for his impeachment in New York Magazine. That's what we're talking about. So I urge you to get this book now. If you are looking for additional Christmas presents, the InfoWars.com store still has copies of the Clinton's War on Women. This is the definitive package on the Clintons, still relevant because it's clear to me the Clintons have not decided to go away. Bill Clinton is making every excuse in the book as to why his wife lost. Oh, it was James Comey's fault. No, it was Hillary's fault. The people didn't want her. They don't like her. They don't like her record, and she had no proposals. So you can still grab your Hillary for Prison 2016 T-shirts at InfoWars. Pardon me, 2017 T-shirts at InfoWars and Stone Cold Truth, because this fight, this fight is going into the new year. This fight is far, far from over. And you are going to want to be in the vanguard of this movement. And if you're coming to the inauguration and you're not wearing a Trump is my president T-shirt from the InfoWars store, well, then you better be wearing a Hillary for Prison 2017, because those will be de rigueur in Washington, D.C. This is where... this is what the cool people will be wearing. So join me in Washington for the inauguration, for the deplorable, and get your T-shirt today from InfoWars. Roger Stone, with many thanks, signing off for InfoWars.
are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.